John and Mike Building. Free FM, 106.7 WJFK. Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah. Bobby Brown. I'm here chilling out with the two... Fat man. Okay, thank you for your kind, blah, blah, blah.
Merci,
About yesterday, because there was no show, because there was personal stuff I had to handle. So I thank you in advance for your, allowing us to not be here yesterday.
Right.
Although everybody tells me that the show that they ran yesterday was better than the show that we probably would have put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What show did you run yesterday?
It was a tie.
I don't know how to take that.
It was an absinthe show.
Oh, it was a drinky show?
It was really good.
A drinky show.
That explains it.
All right. Well, why don't we just run that tape again today?
It seems to me when we run those in a best-of format, then that means it's just like kind of one less we can do during the year. It's the way I look at it.
It's a good point. Right, Mike.
Damn right.
Right. That's right, Mike Wallace.
Damn right.
Is that Wallace?
Damn right.
Wallace on the Zoom?
Yeah. Damn right.
83?
88.
Yeah, coming up on 88, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Gillespie's a tool, right?
Damn right.
This is Mike Wallace.
Right. Well, I said I wouldn't start the show with it, but I'm going to start with it anyway. Listen, Greg Gillespie, do you realize what you made Mike and I do today? You made us hide in the office like rats.
Right. You remember that thing we said a few days ago where if you... You know, you wanted to deal with us, just come into the office. Well, that applied to prior to the other day.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't apply. Now we just want to hide.
We just don't want to see you.
We just don't want to have you on the show. We don't want to have you in the office. We just don't want to... We hope that you've gotten the message. I think we've established something here, and that is lack of contact.
We want no daily contact with you. We want no weekly contact with you.
Right.
So here's what's happening. We're such pussies. That we're sitting in the office.
I don't think it's pussies as much as we just don't want to be bothered.
Doors wide open. TV is on.
Right.
We're talking. People are walking in out of the office. I said to Mike, hold on. Hold that thought. I got to take a leak like a racehorse. I take one step out the door, and I see his polyester slacks leaning out of Rob's office, which is right next door to us. He's in the doorway.
Right. I guess you could hear the timber, right?
So I come back in, and I say to him, shh, shut the door. I say, Jesus, he's right out there.
Says to me, Don says that.
He's right out there. I said, Gigi?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
oh, God.
I don't want to talk to him.
Me neither.
Why did he just leave us alone?
Please leave us alone.
You know, no contact. We want no contact with you. There's no reason
for us
to have contact with you.
Here's what's more terrifying. You would think that after the last couple of shows, that he would be one that would want to keep his distance.
You would think.
But that's what terrifies me even more. He's coming back for more.
Uh-huh. See,
he's coming back for more.
You know me. I analyze everything. I overanalyze everything. Was it Tuesday's show? Yes. When I got the call, with 5 minutes left in a commercial set, I got an important call saying that yesterday I was going to have to be somewhere involving my wife's estate and insurance and the accident and everything else, which was just something I wasn't prepared to deal with.
Right.
So we came right back on the air, and for me, that's sometimes the best of radio and the worst of radio, is that you come on the air and I can't fake it, and I was feeling bad because I had just talked to all these people about this crap that I had to do, and in the studio was the computer was turned on to the fan site, yeah. Right? And right away I looked at it, of course, as I was talking on the air and thought, oh, look at these bastards complaining about this already. Now, all of this is happening just because I'm too goddamn emotional. You know, and when I go back and analyze, I realize that I should not have, in my humble opinion, shouldn't have gone down the road about our salary, which was brought up by Gillespie when he was trying to stick it to us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even I realize now, I mean, that's the point I guess I'm making to Greg Gillespie. I realize, listen, I lost it in my humble opinion there for a couple of seconds on Tuesday's show because I was really emotional.
Right.
And it's just like things got away from me. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, I got to think about Frida's accident all over again. And I'm going to have to think about, you know, the insurance. And I don't even want to talk to you. It's not even the insurance. It's just the ridiculous thought of how much you put on a human life. And,
right.
You know, I don't want to argue that
with
anybody. And I was thinking about all of that, plus having to have pretty much that entire day play out again. We came back on the air. The first thing I see is because one of the monitors is usually on a radio site in here.
Right.
That's the first thing I see. So I go with it. And then I got pissed and I see that people are writing about our salaries and I started talking about that because of Gillespie. I mean, I guess what I'm saying to Gillespie is I look back on Tuesday and I see a moment when I lost it. In my humble opinion, I lost control. Good, bad, or indifferent. I was very emotional and we had at least one segment that was all over the place. That I wish I could take back, but I can't. Now, Greg, since you've worked here, well, hell, in the last week, you've had about 5 hours of stuff that I would think you would want to just distance yourself from.
You would think. Yeah, but I, you know what? I'm based on what he's done up until this point, this guy cannot be pigeonholed. I've never worked with anybody like him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not meant as a compliment.
I took that.
That is really, it is really, I can't figure what that, I'll tell you what I did tell somebody. I said, this is a perfect hire for this company, the way this company's being run right now.
Well,
it makes total sense to me.
I just wish again that he would leave us alone. And by that I mean, I don't want any contact with you. Do you understand, you glad-handing, stupid polyester-wearing MF-er? I don't like you or respect you already.
That is the shortest period of time. We bust chops on every program director we've ever had,
sure.
And every general manager. We really have fun with it. We have a lot of fun with it. This time, you know, we find out after a few months whether we're going to have any kind of working relationship. In this particular circumstance, we have found out that we're not going to have a working relationship very early on in the game.
Very early.
It's not going to be anything that will result in anything but grief for him. So that's my message to him. And as far as us doing the show, please, we don't want assistance. We don't need assistance. You know, we have good working relationships with another number of people that are here, but it ain't going to be you. And I'm certainly, I don't want to have anything to do with the guy.
I realize that we're talking now. It's just about the guy walking down the hall. But
doesn't matter.
But hold on a second. Hold on. As we were sitting in the office, both of us
We were on our knees praying.
I call Rob.
Uh-huh.
I call Rob on his cell phone.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Find out if the guy's gone. Now, I'm not getting an answer on Rob's cell, so I said to Mike, oh, Rob's not picking up. He must still be there. Now, Rob.
Yes.
Did, in fact, Gillespie notice that our door was closed?
He asked me if he could stick his head in your office. I said...
See, why?
I said, dude, the door is shut. Don't do it.
Listen... Even on the take it if on this level, I don't know you at all, Greg Gillespie. I don't know you at all, but you certainly know the situation that I went through about over 8 months ago, and you know why there wasn't a show yesterday. And maybe you just, you know, I don't like you. I don't know you. I'm still not feeling the best about my whole situation. The last thing I want to do when I got to come back in after yesterday is see your goddamn program director face coming down the hallway. So just back off. Just leave us alone. I promise we're done talking about you. Your moment in the sun is over until they fire your ass. But just leave us alone, really. I'm afraid I'm going to have to impose, really seriously, the first time ever, the Tom Cruise rule. The no eye contact rule. I'm serious as a heart attack.
The no eye contact rule.
No eye contact rule. And I'm also going to pull that.
You know, that rule has never been imposed on anyone else here.
That's true.
No, I want it.
Yeah, I think it's legit.
How about you?
I'm with you.
Are you up for it?
You, I think you heard what I just said.
Right on.
He's caused me a tremendous amount of grief already.
No eye contact, no knocking on doors, no how you doing, no hey, got a good idea, no hey, what do you think about the radio landscape? Ah, come on, shove it, you creep. Now, let's see, someone who's not a creep.
Who's not a creep?
Well, of course.
Ooh.
Well.
Damn right.
Beth Ann McBride.
She is not a creep.
She is not a creep.
Far from it.
Am I right? Mike Wallace, Beth Ann McBride.
Not a creep.
Not a creep?
Damn right.
Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
And I call him Michael because he probably gets annoyed, too, at 88 years of age.
On Tuesday's show, during one of the many segments, which now just seem to be running together for me, because it was like screaming at him and then having my moment, and then we had a good segment with Buzz and like sex talk, and mm-hmm. we were back on course. Somebody came in with something that had been emailed to us, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah.
That's our email. It gets right through to Yanni. And Rob transcribed it. We had thrown it away. But it was someone who was listening to our former producer, Beth Ann McBride,
right.
do her afternoon talk show. And she had been, the way it was described was what, Rob, that she said Maureen Stapleton died, and then she played the tape of Edith Bunker.
Who is Jean Stapleton. She said, here's a clip from some of Maureen Stapleton's work. Apparently it was a clip from All in the Family, which featured Jean Stapleton, not Maureen Stapleton.
Right. That was horrible.
Now, rather, you know, for somebody that is in the business where you're supposed to know those things, it's a big mistake.
An embarrassing mistake.
We talked about it fleetingly. Mentioned, just, I think what happened, we just said, hey, Rob, what is that thing about Beth Ann's show?
You said fleeting.
No.
Just fleeting.
Don, you mentioned fleeting.
I know.
There's only one thing on this show that's supposed to be fleeting. Now, everybody in listening land, see if you can guess what that one thing is supposed to be that's supposed to be fleeting.
Shh.
Okay. Thank you. That was fleeting.
So it was nothing.
Right.
Was that fleeting?
Damn right.
Excuse you. Right. Excuse you, Mr. Wallace.
He's old.
Not getting any younger.
That was horrible.
Simon.
Okay. Stop it. Fleeting.
Stop.
Damn right. Give us a good one.
Damn right.
Damn right. Okay.
That's the way he rolls.
So yesterday, I was out of town. Spent a lot of time in the car, driving to this place. And anyway, yesterday morning, which was Wednesday, I got a call from Beth Ann McBride on my machine at home, and I'd like to play it for you now.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Because remember, as I mentioned, it was fleeting. Now, fleeting. Fleeting. Just a fleeting reference on Tuesday's show. Mm-hmm. In a loving way, I believe, about Beth Ann, right?
Damn right.
Damn right. Anyway, here's her message. Hold on.
Can't wait to hear this. Just a passing thought.
That was it.
It was kind of, you know, it was a cute mistake. It wasn't really a egregious error.
Almost like a Hank Slott's thing.
Welcome
you know.
To Verizon's voice messaging.
No one really got hurt. No. Yeah. And it was kind of a Beth Ann mistake.
Right. Right.
Kind of neat.
Kind of cute.
Please right.
Enter your passcode.
Very cute, as a matter of fact. And we had a good laugh about
yes,
it.
Yes, we did.
Saved message is in your mailbox. Main menu. To review your message, press 1. First, saved message.
Hey, Don, this is Beth Ann. I didn't think you'd pick up, even if you are there, but I got a voicemail from a couple people who told me that Maureen Stapleton died, not Jean, and they were laughing. So I actually tried to find that segment for you. But though we'd record everything, that particular hour was corrupted, and the server records it.
Like Nixon.
So I don't know if that is God in his infinite wisdom, but I tried to get it for you so you could hear it. If you could imagine the most uncomfortable broadcasting moment, that was it. So anyway, I was going to try to get it for you, but I couldn't find it. Have a good day. Hope all is well and everybody is doing good. Talk to you later, Mike.
That was horrible.
You know,
it says message erased.
Oh,
okay. Well,
that right there.
Like I'm going to save it and go home and.
I would.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Over.
Do you realize 3 over and over again? Yes. Play.
Although she didn't provide it, it sounded like she wanted to provide it, and that is more stand up.
Yes.
Than anything anybody's done around here for a long time.
I don't remember her sounding that happy all the time.
She is.
Damn right.
She does not. We need to give her a call sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe. She does not sound happy.
Damn right.
You're right, Mike.
Beth Ann Wallace.
She does not. I mean, just, hi, Don. I figure you wouldn't pick up.
Damn right.
Oh, Mike.
And she's a nice person.
Very good.
Unlike a lot of people we've been talking about lately.
Yeah. Oh, hey, listen. Hold on a second. Tonight, Buzz Gurdley.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's got this Mananandis thing. He's got this...
Yep.
He's got
this. Yeah, don't do a lot of handshaking tonight, Buzz. Okay.
He's got diphtheria. He's got... it starts... it's meningitis. It's not clementitis. It's chlamydia.
Bell's palsy.
No, I don't. Scabies. No. He has a polio. He has
amnesia sometimes.
He has some sort of tumor happening.
No, tumor.
He dyes his hair. And
he's got, what do they call that thing where you're old before your years? Is a progeria? Where you know, it turns people into like little babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like little old men babies.
That sure is funny. That's one of God's funniest jokes.
Yes, you've seen those people on the talk shows. You know?
Sure have. Anyway, Buzz, it's swingers night tonight.
That's
Hank's
right.
Look Around Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Guest of honor, and this is for the second time in almost a month.
I'm
right?
very excited.
And
it Mike's was joined. So much fun last time.
So just mention that Buzz will be there again tonight. What time will you be appearing at Mike's Joint tonight, Buzz?
I believe I'll be rolling in around 9:30.
Yeah, he's judging the finals of the Snow Bunny contest.
That's when the fun starts.
It's going to be lots of fun.
Stinky Pinky, right?
Damn right.
Right.
And Buzz will be taking no bribes. We don't allow that.
No.
No bribes.
Not in cash.
Damn right.
And he'll be there unsupervised tonight.
Describe unsupervised.
I'm like saying hi to him, hanging out for about 15 minutes, then I'm going home and going to bed.
Oh, you're going to do to him like you did to Gillespie?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Two men side by side.
Except with Gillespie, I was there. I just didn't sit there. I'll be with Buzz the entire time he's there. The entire time I'm there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't run away from Buzz.
Listen there enough and brought back
no matter what he has.
Right.
And how are you feeling today, Buzz?
I feel great.
That was horrible.
Rate it. Give it a number.
99%.
99.94.
Hey!
This man is lying.
I love driving home with Dawn and Mike.
That was horrible.
Simply make my day more bright.
This song really sucks.
Damn right.
Mike Wallace.
There you go. I didn't think we needed
I like it when you cut it off like that.
So abrupt.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
A good thing. It's a very good thing.
Oh, and before we actually start the show.
Yes.
Hold on a second. We got something from the world of France.
France!
I see London. I see France. I see Shondell's underpants.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Before we get to the world of France. Hello. Yes, Buzz is here. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, I had the same problem that you're having.
Really?
Yes, I worked in a radio station in Sacramento, and it was just all the fecal matter that was flying around. I was inhaling. That's part of your problem. You got to get the mask.
I think it is.
All right.
Okay. It is for free.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All
bye!
Fecal matter, I was in Helen.
See you later.
Flying around. Interesting accent. In Helen. I mean, he's talking about inhaling things, but it was in Helen.
You're right.
Maybe now, he said he was a radio guy.
Maybe he worked with someone named Helen.
Helen?
I blame the fecal matter.
Helen McBride.
You mentioned seriously, well, we've done it before, but the movie theater seat tests in this place?
Yeah.
If we don't know.
We did it in the studio. We did it in the men's room. I think we did it in our office, the black light test.
Went over a couple of keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The worst.
You don't want to know.
We better call. Do we have a list of numbers in France?
Yeah, I think so.
You might want to pull that out at some point. Because, first off, today, I think you're going to notice, you're having to listen to us on battery power radios. Of course, there's no electricity, there's no phone service, there's no mail, banks are closed, all the kids have school days off because it's Jerry Lewis's birthday.
Hey, hey, hey! 80.
Jerry's 80.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still working it, though.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Because Dean deserves it.
I was bleeding to death. Anyway, France.
Yes.
Today formalized its love of Jerry.
Jerry!
With a unique gift for his 80th birthday. They gave him a medal and inducted Jerry Lewis into the French Legion of Honor.
I'm sure it's quite an honor. Did Jerry travel over there for this honor?
What is wrong with those people?
I knew it could be good, and it was great for Jerry because, and you got to understand, I'm not schizophrenic, but when I write, I'm writing for him. And I know him better than anybody.
Oh, my.
Of course, he's talking about himself.
His favorite subject.
To answer your question, yes, he was there.
He was there.
And yes, he wore slippers.
Did he really? They're more comfortable.
Yeah, he wore slippers.
Slippers. was he Puffy Jerry or non-Puffy Jerry?
We don't have any pictures of him yet.
Jerry!
We just have the report.
You see, I know what works for him when I write for him.
Bleeding.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed Percodan dependence.
Bleeding.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway.
Happy birthday,
and blood
Jerry.
Came from every opening I had. Eyes, nose, ears, name it. Blood flow like the damn dike opened up. What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer.
Happy birthday.
They had me in surgery like in 20 minutes. I was bleeding to death.
Damn right.
Bleeding. Puppy Jerry. I would like to thank the place for giving me the problem. Thank you, please, Prime Minister, for giving me the problem.
Oh, it's Jerry's birthday. Let's celebrate.
Happy 80th birthday to me.
You trying to call Perry right now?
I'm calling Gay Perry.
My Miss Bean.
Bye!
You know what?
I'm sorry, that tape is too close to...
Homo. Ah,
there you go.
I miss Bean.
Who?
I miss Bean. Have you read the book Bean and Me?
Oh, that book.
Have you read the book Bean and Me?
You got to remember when Jerry Lewis was on Larry King promoting his book about Dean Martin as he's selling the thing and shopping it. He says, and look, the cover's embossed because Dean was worth it.
Dean deserved that. Dean deserved that. Could I have another blossoms, please?
I
was bleeding to death.
Rob's on the phone right now. Anybody?
I know you're in Paris, but we're in Washington, D.C. May we put your voice on the radio?
About Jerry.
It's the Eiffel Tower. We're CBS Radio. We want to discuss Monsieur Jerry Lewis.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
It's Jerry Lewis's birthday. Are you familiar with Jerry Lewis?
Of course he is. He's French.
Come on, get the guy permission.
Okay, can we put your voice on the radio? Will you talk on the radio?
Sorry, enough in English.
This FCC thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say may we. Say may we. Say may we.
Isn't the FCC just full of crap?
Damn right.
I know, Mike Wallace.
Okay,
all the, it used to be we
they,
just called
said
and
man,
say you're
guy
on
said
the
yes.
That was horrible.
Lady.
Hey, lady.
Right. Bonjour.
Let's go live now to the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Hello, bonjour, ma'am.
Bonjour. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you for joining us. We are the most powerful and popular radio hosts in all of America.
How are the French celebrating Jerry Lewis's birthday?
We love him.
Why do you love him so much?
We love him and we're missing him.
Why do you people love Jerry Lewis? Most Americans...
He's very funny.
Most Americans find him to be retarded.
Have you seen many Jerry Lewis movies?
Yeah, when I was young.
When you were a little girl?
When you were young.
Thank heaven for little girl.
Have you seen him recently?
Sorry?
Have you seen a picture of Jerry recently?
Recently? Yeah. He's, how to say?
They made him a member of the French Legion of Honor.
Before?
Yeah, no. They just did this today in Paris. It's Jerry Lewis's 80th birthday, and you people made him. You made him in your French Legion of Honor.
Are there a lot of tourists at the Eiffel Tower today?
There are many students.
Yes.
There's a strike today.
It is a marvel of both structure and beauty.
Sorry?
Yes. Don't worry.
I just want to say that two weeks ago, we received Brad Pitt and his wife.
You received who and his wife?
Oh, Brad Pitt and his wife.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yes. They received...
Would we live?
Oh, really? They came by the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Really? And tell me something. How was she looking? How was Angelina Jolie looking?
Did she look pregnant?
So beautiful, so pretty.
So beautiful, so pretty. Who is prettier, Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie?
Both of them.
Do you shave?
Brad Pitt is better.
Do you shave, mademoiselle?
Do you shave your arms?
I'm not mademoiselle. Today is my fourth year of the wedding.
Madame. Okay, pardon me. Do you shave your armpits?
Sorry?
Do you shave under your arms?
I don't understand.
Honey, do you shave your armpits?
And a big cocktail glass. He's just flaring anyway. And a big hat.
Big hat.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
No, very good. Do you drink wine?
No cigarettes. Sorry?
Do you drink wine?
No.
Do you?
Not
now,
really.
Now, honey, listen. Please be honest with us, and you can tell us the truth. Do you hate Americans?
No.
Oh. No, you don't.
Never.
Bless you.
You speak very good English.
Thanks to me. Thank you very much.
You seem like a very nice woman. You realize that most Americans hate French.
I mean, hate French.
We do. Well, let's get back to WW2.
Always back to World War II. Can you tell us everything you like about Jerry Lewis in French?
I know that he's funny, but I don't remember his films, his movies.
Well, just talk about the fact you think he's funny, but talk about it in French. Speak French,
please.
Dance.
Oui, bonjour.
Yes.
Dance, monkey,
oui,
dance.
Oui, oui, speak.
Dance, French monkey.
Parlez français.
What a French maid.
Et je dis quoi?
Speak French about Jerry Lewis.
At French fries.
Non, je disais que Jerry Lewis est un personnage très, très amusant.
Very funny, yeah.
This turns me on.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, more.
Donc, je disais, il est très amusant et beau aussi.
La vérité. Whose armpits look like Cher.
Continue.
Her armpits look like, I mean, like the hair on Cher's head.
Continue, s'il vous plaît.
Yes, very good, Rob. Continue, s'il vous plaît.
Comment?
Continue, s'il vous plaît.
Je continue?
Oui.
Oui.
Donc, je disais que Jerry Lewis est très beau et très amusant. Là, il a vieilli un peu, mais il est toujours beau.
Oui, oui.
Ah, il était beau aussi.
Oui, oui, oui.
Ah, mon ami.
Oui, oui.
Est-ce que vous pensez Jerry-Louis est mort?
Comment?
I asked her if she thought Jerry-Louis was dead.
Dead?
Dead. No, he's not dead. You must come stateside sometime. We have an Eiffel Tower in King's Dominion.
Shut up, Rob.
Ah, c'est pas gentil.
What are you serving to eat at the Eiffel Tower today?
Today is very cold.
Oh, very good.
You have two restaurants, right?
I don't know. I'm not working at the restaurant.
Oh.
I'm working at the carousel.
Are you wearing
the carousel?
Are you wearing undergarments?
The lingerie?
Are you wearing a brassiere?
All French words in Canada, huh?
Et beret.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about Jerry Lewis or Brazilian.
Are you wearing panties?
The panties? The crotchless panties? The thong? The delightful thong?
Didn't you hate Steve Martin as the Pink Panther?
Oui.
Oui.
Inspector Clouseau.
Oui.
He sucked.
Are you having fun today?
Sorry?
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Oui.
Did you bathe this morning?
When is the last time?
Ah, c'est pas gentil.
What?
What does that mean?
Comment?
That, right now.
C'est when, pas gentil.
When is the last time you had a good soaking?
This morning.
This morning. And right now, currently, it's...
I told you that's my fourth year of wedded.
Oh, fourth that's year right. Wedded. It's
yeah.
Late at night.
Oh, right.
How do your feet smell right now? Do your feet smell good?
Very good.
Ah, very
now,
good.
Now listen, here's something I know we can agree on. Do you think George Bush is an idiot?
Yeah.
The international language.
Leader of idiots.
Leader of idiots.
See, there you go with the anti-American.
I prefer
really...
Bill Clinton.
Ah, be Clinton.
Yeah, because
yeah,
we. Something.
He was in Paris.
Would you like to have sex with Clinton?
No.
What if he asked you to? What if he came to you?
Prefer Tom Hanks.
Oh, you like Tom Hanks?
Would you make love with Tom Hanks?
I wish.
Wow. Okay. That's an interesting choice.
It's a French choice.
Tom Hanks as what? As like in Castaway?
when he was real skinny in Castaway.
Here's an honest question for you.
Babe.
Does it ever bother your self-esteem that whenever you think of anything great, like a man you'd like to make love with, he's an American. He's a president. He's Bill Clinton. When you think of a movie, when you think of a movie star, of course you think of Tom Hanks because he's American.
Here goes Johnny Patriot waving the flag now.
Do you ever sit over there in your little guarded wonderland and wonder what it's like to live in the greatest nation in the free world, the United States of America? Do you know how much we kick your guys' ass in every possible way? Really, we're the greatest. We are simply the greatest. And without us, you guys still would be skid marks coming out of Hitler's underpants.
Thank God, we were having such
and
a nice conversation.
Pardon me, madame?
Pardon? What about the others?
The others?
Well, we're not talking to the others right now. We're just talking to you about your country.
Do you know how cheap Coca-Cola is over here? They practically give it away.
Listen, I've been to your country. I've been to your country, and I found it to be wonderful.
Yes.
Except most people don't want to own up about that whole Hitler thing.
They don't speak English.
Well, no, we tried.
Yeah, we went all over Nice.
We tried. Really, though, do you think... I mean, I'm not kidding you now. I'm not kidding you this time. I think America is the greatest nation in the world. No lie, no BS.
Uh-huh.
Do you think France is the greatest country in the world?
I'm not French, sorry.
Oh, you're not French?
No, I'm not French. I'm living in France.
Where are you? Where are you
Italian.
From? You're Italian.
Damn right.
Wow. How many
Viva Italia.
Viva Italia.
Viva Italia.
How many languages do you speak?
Sorry?
How many languages do you speak?
Not very well. I speak many languages, but not very well because of my work.
How many do you speak a little bit of? How many languages do you speak a little bit?
Hello. I speak English.
English, France. French, Italian.
Arabic.
Oh, my.
Arabic?
Wow.
So you've Italian,
Spanish, and a little bit of Portuguese.
I'd like to see your angel hair pasta. Your sweet angel hair. Ooh. See, Mike, you had it right. You said earlier that she sounded almost, there was something Italian about her. Mm-hmm. Honey, listen, paisan, if you're an Italian, like we all are, what are you doing kissing the French people's ass?
No, I don't like French people. French men, no.
Oh, see, she's not.
Like ladies.
She's not.
Like ladies.
Beautiful. Oh, wow. Where in Italy are you from? Where are you from in Italy?
Sorry?
Where are you from in Italy?
Oh, my father is Algerian and my mother is from Napoli.
Napoli.
Yeah.
And not to pick at the scab, but even, you know, there's still World War II issues at play here.
Some might say even more significant ones.
Yeah.
Well, I've always had France at number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and besides, you can't get, you know, listen, let's face it. What's not good about Italy?
All right.
Except for the thing with WWE.
Good times.
You never saw Charles de Gaulle riding around in a car with Hitler, though. That's the thing.
All right, so they had their Mussolini.
Yeah, they had the Mussolini factory, but they killed Mussolini.
They hung
him by his heels.
Yeah. Hey, come on. How about thin crust pizza?
Yeah.
Come on.
Love it.
Ooh. Let's give it up for Italy.
And right. Crust with the cheese in it now.
Oh, yes.
And Jessica Simpson's
and
cheese balls.
No sticks. Do you like the Olive Garden?
Sorry?
No, don't worry about it.
We have a restaurant in America. The greatest Italian restaurant in America is called the Olive Garden.
They give you all the breadsticks you want.
And salad.
Unlimited. Is it unlimited?
It's salad and breadsticks.
And again, free refills on the Coke.
And you know, whenever we go there.
It's all about the beverages with
just
you,
like
isn't it?
It's very expensive in Europe.
No Diet Coke, right?
Just like in the commercials. The last time I was there with my entire family, we were eating some of that great scampi or whatever it is, and someone mentioned that, Mama had given the special recipe for that.
No, Mama.
What is your first name?
Alfredo.
What is your first name?
Patrice? No, with double T,
Patrick?
Just one T.
Patrice.
Oh, sweetie.
Patrice.
No, S-A-T-Y.
Do you know an Italian man that we all know here? You might have heard the name.
Sorry?
Johnny Constantino.
Sir, you're an Italian.
How did you get our phone number?
Well, it's listed, honey, under Tower.
Eiffel
Tower.
Oh, I'm a happy clown. Happy clown in France.
Is Rome burning?
Oh, the French. I can hear your carousel. I can hear your carousel in the background.
But Mike, speak to her in your Italian voice. I can hear your carousel in the background. Hey, yeah, right. Yeah,
do you like
the,
about it?
Do you like the
You hate the music.
Yeah.
Do you like the greatest American mobster of all time, Tony Soprano?
Who?
Tony Soprano.
He's wanted by the FBI. He's the number one criminal in America. He's a very famous Italian man.
And he just got shot by Uncle June.
He actually was in Italy in season two. Don't you remember season two? He came over there.
Yeah, and how's Furio doing?
We don't know him.
No. Furio hiding over there?
Did he come to Paris? No.
You like cannolis?
Sorry?
You like cannoli?
Cannelloni.
Oh, of course. Funny.
What about the show Joey?
Shut up, Rob. Honey, why do they call it Italian ice?
Come on?
Why do they call it Italian ice?
Iron ice.
Well, what it is, it's a snow cone. Why do they call it Italian ice?
I don't understand. Iron ice.
Hey, can you sing a song for us?
Which song?
Any song you want. Sing a song for us in any language. Sing your favorite song in any language.
How about That's Amore? When the moon hits your eye, like a
big pizza pie, that's amore. Na, 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 na.
No, hear that music and sing for me.
She's holding up the phone to the carousel.
You hear?
Oui.
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 Alors, c'est quelle chanson?
Do you like,
Dominica, Nica, Nica. Isn't that a French song? Sing a song for us.
Which one?
Any song you want.
Rob, where's the Lord's Prayer?
The song of the carousel.
She doesn't seem to want to sing.
No.
We're having a breakdown of communication.
I understand, but with...
Oh.
And I'm sorry.
She's gone.
That's it. She's...
So she speaks Arabic,
Bye.
Italian, French, English...
Spanish,
Portuguese, and she's at the Eiffel Tower in France.
The Italians have taken over the Eiffel Tower.
The Italians have.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Percodan is addicted. I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance. And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London. And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out. He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you. Okay. He tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash.
Damn right.
Fine. He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through three quarters of the next day.
Damn right.
That's how bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan is not even working.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Percodan is not even working.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Stop it.
What happened?
No.
Oh,
yes.
God. I forgot, too.
Yeah.
Boy, am I loud.
I wish the show wasn't so goddamn complicated. It's such a stupid show. How
you're talking to yourself, you know.
So complicated.
It's complicated. You set the whole thing up at the beginning, you know.
I know, but we got to play the sure. Laughing thing. And sure. It's like, who knew that we'd be talking to some Italian broad for half an hour? For goodness sake.
The following takes place
right,
between
Rob's
3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5, 2 and 4. Check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
There it is. Started all over again now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now I feel better about that.
Yeah, it's better. It's better that way.
Now we can move on.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
You know what? This is crap.
Yeah. I know. This is pretty good. That it's the T-Rex back and gone.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Right. Hello.
Back and gone and get it on. Oh, and we already opened up the door.
Yeah.
It's so let's hear this thing.
A lovable character. He's like the Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat.
No, he's just a little bloated.
How's your
Slezak?
Attica.
This is Slezak.
Table for four, we will only be two. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Stationality and all the chips at sea. And now, broadcasting live from the tool shed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Rob. Let's start with T-Rex. That's our song today, the original one, the tool shed. Bang a gong and get it on. On to my show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Thursday. Right. 03-16. Hot 6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
You're retarded. Here's your phone numbers. We got a couple of them. You ready to write them down? From anywhere in America. You can call 877-365-3636 or 800-636-1067. If you're listening to us in Washington, D.C. on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067. The show is also on the Internet. Go to our official site, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just click on the stream. And today...
I'm pleased with it today.
Yeah, Mike,
I never get close enough. Let me get in a little bit closer.
It'll burn you. It'll burn you.
Is that like in the inner side? Is that a licorice stream? Oh, my God.
Mike,
oh.
Stay away from the stream.
Oh, wow. It looked great on the outside, but it had a tough inner cookie.
Yeah, no, you know what it is, actually? What we've done is we've taken the mercury from inside a bunch of thermometers that we broke off in Charlie's butt.
That's why it looked clear from a distance. Then I get closer and it's like, oh, that's nasty.
My eyes are burning.
Yeah, do not drink the stream today.
I only have one thing I want to say.
Yeah.
It's very, very important that you let me in, Chloe. Let me in, Chloe.
Go to the Internet, and we're there, DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where the stream is. You can also email us there anytime during the show at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Yanni, who's in the back room on the computer, answers the emails. And you can also hear the podcast. That's on iTunes. All right, you think I get all the stuff? All the phone numbers, all the addresses, all the things. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, did they ever get a translation on what Uncle Junior said before he shot Tony?
We had speculation on it, but we didn't really get it.
First off, let's just say...
Stop.
They is we.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Okay, hi there. And I believe the translation was something about Big Pussy, that he was looking for Big Pussy, right?
I don't know.
No. I watched it last night again, and he said... Mikasato Myanga, or that guy's name. What's the guy's name?
No, that's Pussy. Pussy's last name is like Pussy Magnolia.
And Big Pussy.
He said Mikasato Magnolia. And what that means is.
That's not what I heard him say.
We got the thing. All right, we'll try to analyze it. We'll find it. Hold on. Let's ask Regis Philbin. Regis, what did you see?
I didn't see Big Pussy going, all right, sit up. All of a sudden, Gilman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy?
Okay, here it is.
Gazzara Marenga.
See, it sounds like Gazzara Marenga. And
Gazzara Marenga.
Mikazzato.
Malanga was Uncle June's sworn enemy back in the day when those guys were active, and that is Big Pussy's dad. That was Pussy Malanga.
Right. And he's
referring to, that he thinks he shot.
What does Gatsa mean?
Because he said Mikazzato.
Hold on.
Wait, I don't hear Mikazzato.
Listen to it one more time.
Gatsada Moringa.
I just hear like Gatsada Moringa.
The last word is Malanga.
You know what we should
guy.
Do? We should call the Eiffel Tower back.
And maybe he's saying Mikazzato.
This guy.
Because when Uncle Junior said to...
No, shut
bye.
Up.
Bye,
Junior.
Bye-bye. God. Hey, I want to tell them, duh.
Wowzy. Woozy. Oops, I'm sorry. What did I do?
Gatsada Moringa.
do that.
And I want to find out what happens now. Everybody wants to find out what happens. I want to find out if we have to go with flashbacks, because I might bail if we're going to go on flashbacks.
You won't bail.
So. Yeah, I don't think you'll bail.
But I will if it's flashbacks.
No.
No, you won't. You won't bail, just like you won't bail on Idol.
I didn't bail on it last night.
Of course you didn't.
And they eliminated the right person.
They did.
They really did.
Got it just right.
They got it absolutely perfect.
Right.
That's America. Thank you, America.
The retard who couldn't get the words right when Stevie Wonder was in the room with her, right? And then also couldn't get the words right when she sang the other night?
The lazy girl.
the lazy girl.
Well, we identified her as the lazy girl last night. She's the lazy. Too lazy. You're on American Idol. You have an entire week to learn one song, and she blew it twice. Because she doesn't care, and she, I'm sorry, bye. So long, and because of her, the little challenge boy remains on the show.
Oh, Chicken Little, right.
He wasn't even in the bottom three.
No, he wasn't. No, he was very, very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. But she, I didn't belong there, and I was glad to see her voted off. Hate to be cruel about it, but it's a cruel show. You know that.
I don't think she's too lazy to go hooking in some of Florida's nightclubs.
She had a couple of good assets. She really did. She had two things going for her. Yeah. I think the best breasts on American Idol are gone.
Made the mistake of simply bringing it up.
You just mentioned.
Made the mistake. But listen,
very, very sorry. Yeah, you know, we haven't spoken about it in quite some time, and I just kind of go crazy. It's what I watched last night. It's all I watched last night.
I know. Everybody watches it. Everybody except me watches it now.
But you know what? I watch it pretty much exclusively now. TiVo'd, because otherwise it is amazing, because you will have to wade through more commercials than this show.
I found that I don't... No, Mike, that's not... that's really not true.
Probably right.
Nothing more than this show.
Nothing more than this.
Speaking of which, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Charles Barkley.
I love that quote.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
He was so angry, but so controlled angry.
Basketball time right now. NCAA. Oh, send this one out to Michael Hughes. Yeah.
Lest we forget.
Thank you. One second.
Lest we forget.
Just indulge for one moment.
I understand where you're going with this.
Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Let's get busy. Another one. Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Change me, mommy.
I'm a bad man, it's true.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
She hit me is what I did to you.
Oh, yes.
I'm a bad man, it's true.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night. Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Yes? By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
You need to know I wanna understand.
Hello there. Money. Hey, I like it saucy, not dirty.
I'm a bad bitch, it's true.
Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
I'm a bad bitch, it's true.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
And I think it's true.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hello there. I'm a diaper enthusiast. Use the good powder. Have you no desitin?
Okay, we can go on.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I want to sing.
La 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 la.
Seems a little out of key. Hurry up, we're burning daylight. Hello there. I find an enema clears my mind. Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Oh, yes. Let's get busy. Change me, mommy. You are a good whore. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, please.
Okay, well, that's...
I smell halibut.
I like that.
That's great.
The Michael Hughes mix.
Yeah.
And it sucks to be you.
See, if we get fired, we can go back to working at the Marriott Gator, the Gaithersburg Marriott.
Yes, we can go down there and we can do the evening show at Raffles, too.
Dance mixes.
Remixes.
Right.
Ah, sucks to be Michael Hughes. Sucks to be, I imagine by now, there are teams that have already been eliminated.
I was going
to
say, easily.
In the NCAAs. I don't know who it would suck to be. I know that, I think, is it Wichita State was playing?
Wasn't George Mason playing today?
Before I left the house.
One of the teams, I don't know if you know, all the games have been pushed back today because of a bomb scare at Cox Stadium.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So the games were delayed, but nothing was found. There was a suspicious package on a hot dog cart, but it's been removed and found to be harmless.
Well, now, not all of the games were postponed. It must be in that bracket because...
The four-game schedule for Cox Arena today.
Gotcha, because you just love saying Cox. It's COX, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And I know that GMU was supposed to be playing today. I know that George Mason was supposed to be playing today. North Carolina State, is that who it was? I think they were taking on.
I don't know. Just a bunch of games on. Eight million games
did
on.
Did you log any time today with some of the games?
Yeah, of course I did. I'm like right. Everybody. And I'll go home tonight and I'll watch it as well. Now, as you fill out your brackets, and it might be too late because the games have already started.
Yeah, well, we can help you along, but I mean, it's we have not seen any results, so this still counts, right?
Right.
Right.
Picking on behalf of the entire Don and Mike Brain Trust this year. Now, in previous years, we've had animals do this.
Right.
We've had Rob's daughter, Julia, do this. And this year, we are using Robert, who is 3 years old.
Your godson, my yes. son. And this is, can we go back to using the monkey?
Did you have a bit of a tough time getting these picks out of your son?
It was not easy. It took 90 minutes. 90 minutes yielded 48 minutes of tape.
And we're not going to hear it to 48. We've got to cut way down right. to 48
minutes. It is
really
minutes. Pared down. And I don't know if you can tell, there are portions where I sound annoyed with him.
Well, listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, without further ado, get your brackets out.
Get ready to write them down.
Yeah. Let's hear what Robert Spiewak has to say. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Okay, oh, dear.
There you go.
little ghost of the mind.
Yeah.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Sounds good. Joe Artinger taught him mic technique.
Hello. Hello.
What's your name?
Robert.
Where are you going? Hey, come here. Let's talk. Come here.
right away.
Right out of the
way. Say where you're going. Right away. He's already walking away.
He is spending so much time not where he needs to be.
Right? Okay.
Constant.
You plug your headphones in.
We have to plug in our headphones?
Yeah.
Do you want to wear them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By talking into the microphone.
Hello.
What's your name?
Robert.
Robert what?
Robert me. Hello.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like Batman. Die, my headphones come off.
Well, put them back on. We're doing a tape for the radio station,
I like the
right?
edits. Yeah.
No.
Do I have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah. Hi, Uncle Don.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Don.
You say hi to Uncle Mike?
Hi, Uncle Mike.
And can you say hi to Buzz?
Hi, Buzz.
How about Joe?
Hello, Joe.
Funny?
Yeah.
Are you excited to be here?
No.
Okay, sit down.
I'm getting tired.
You're getting tired? We haven't even started. Come here and have a seat. Robert, can you please come here?
Imagine this. You've only got 64 teams to pick.
I know. And he hasn't sat down yet.
We've not even gotten to the brackets yet.
No, that's just the first round, Don. Okay, Robert, if we do these picks, you can have a good snack, okay?
Football.
This isn't football. It's basketball.
Basketball.
Okay, have a seat here. Come have a seat. Come on and sit down. Come on. All right, you ready to do some picks now?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me what your shirt says?
Bottom P-Wag.
It's Wadham P-Wag. It doesn't
say that. It says, vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Do you have a Batman shirt, too?
Yeah, what does that say?
It says Batman. Sit down. Robert, hey. Okay, are you ready to give this another try?
Yeah.
Are you excited about this or bored?
Bored.
Let's start with the first round. 64 teams, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, how many teams?
Football.
Basketball.
Basketball.
All right, Southern or Duke?
Duke.
George Washington or UNC Wilmington?
Wilmington.
Syracuse or Texas?
Texas.
Who?
Texas.
Good. LSU or Iona?
From Iona.
West Virginia or South Illinois?
From Iona. Illinois.
Northwestern or Iowa?
Iona.
Who?
Ida.
NC State or California?
California.
Penn or Texas?
Texas.
Robert, how do you think the picks are going so far?
Not good.
Robert, Oral Roberts or Memphis?
Memphis.
All right, come here.
I see
a
pattern.
Robert, you can yell from over there if you want. Now, I know what you're going to say.
He's going to say he's going for the second one. Right,
but he
right.
doesn't always do it.
Okay, well,
it will
that means
surprise
okay,
you.
Okay, then it doesn't matter. No. What he does is what he does.
Knows Arkansas or Bucknell?
Bucknell.
Pittsburgh or Kent State?
Kent State.
I thought you'd get him with
now.
Pittsburgh.
Then. Come here. Come a little closer.
It's not like if you inflect it.
I can't hear you.
Kent State.
Come here.
Kent State.
Come here.
Kent State.
Running. You got to be closer to me.
Kent State.
Come sit with me.
Kent State.
You sound,
I know
that's
you're
the first
Kent
sound
State,
of a little exasperation.
I know. Come sit with me.
Kent State. Kent State.
Robert, please come here.
Oh, God. What was he saying over and over again?
Kent State.
Kent State.
And he's running back
Kent
and forth. You can hear him doing
State,
it.
Running
Kent
around
State.
The basement. And the one Kent thing State. That I said is, yes, you can sit there, but you're going to have to yell your answers.
Okay.
Kansas or Bradley?
Wowie.
Okay, Indiana or San Diego State?
San Diego State.
Xavier or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Marquette or Alabama?
Dabanga.
Who?
Dabanga.
UCLA or Belmont?
Belmont.
Whatever you want, think Belmont.
Belmont.
So that's the Oakland bracket of the first.
What is this?
That's a walking stick.
Yeah.
Can you be careful and not hit me with it? How do you think it's going, Robert?
Good.
Uh-huh. All right, Robert, let's do the Washington, D.C. bracket of the first round. You ready?
Can
you?
All right, Robert. Okay, let's go.
All right, Robert.
You can see where this is headed. Now, that's the walking stick you bought in Philadelphia, the one with the brass handle.
Oh, the old one.
Yeah, at one point, he's swinging it.
that could put a hurt on you.
Yeah, but you know, if he's picking and swinging, I'll duck and keep recording.
And he does eventually come to a Final Four and a national champion.
Oh, he tells you who's going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he doesn't always pick the second team.
No, as a matter of fact, his key pick is a reverse. On
okay, very good. When do we get to the edits?
Sit up here.
You're shooting
right,
me with a walking
here. Connecticut or Albany?
Albany.
Make that sound again. What sound was that?
A batarang.
A batarang. Kentucky or UAB?
Albany. That was.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You just fell down.
No.
Come here.
I'm just being silly.
Why are you being silly?
I'm not.
You just said you were. Washington or Utah State?
There you go.
There's the understanding parent.
I'm just being silly.
You just said you were.
You just said
Robert,
you were.
Robert, come here.
Robert, come here.
UAB or UCLA?
I'm just being silly.
Yes, you are. No, you're not. Robert.
I think that was Utah State.
Illinois or Air Force?
Air Force.
Come sit here. Michigan State or George Mason?
George Mason.
Can you say hi to Flagle?
Hi, Flagle.
Come here, Robert. I need you to come here. Robert, come over here. Come here, buddy.
Buddy.
You're not much like your sister, are you?
Yeah.
Julia used to sit very still when she'd do that.
Oh, no.
North Carolina
there's some
or
good
Murray
parenting
State.
Right there.
North Carolina. Lina.
Like your Aunt Lina?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
Yeah. And like and about Susan Julia's friend.
Well, Susan is your cousin, too.
Yeah. Susan and Julia won't get England room. And they're for girls yet. It's for girls' time going.
I spend a lot of time with this kid. He's my godson. I can't tell you how many times I just sit there and go, uh-huh.
That was a moment like that where we're all going to go, what the hell is he talking about?
I back, fellas. You understand what he's saying.
I understand. Right.
So when Susan comes over to play with Julia, they don't let you come in the room?
Yeah, but a lot of times I come in the room.
And go in anyway?
Yeah.
Good for you. Seton Hall or Wichita State?
Seton Hall.
Buzz will be happy you picked that.
Yeah.
Run over here. I got an important question for you. Come on back. Careful with that stick. Tennessee or Winthrop?
Winthrop.
All right, come here. Robert, are you focused?
No.
All right, that concludes the Washington, D.C. bracket of the first round. Let's go to the Minneapolis bracket. What do you say?
Okay.
All right, turn around and face me. Monmouth, Hampton, or Villanova?
Villanova. Villanova means...
What?
Yoda.
Yoda?
Sounds like Yoda?
Yeah.
Yoda. What does Yoda say?
He likes Star Wars.
He's doing Yoda.
Great
job.
Okay, come here a second. All right, come sit on your chair. Arizona or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Is he a brave Jedi?
Nevada or Montana?
Montana.
Boston College or Pacific?
Pacific.
Oklahoma or Wisconsin-Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
Florida or South Alabama?
Alabama.
North Iowa or Georgetown?
Georgetown.
Is that a hometown favorite?
Yeah.
You ever been to Georgetown?
No.
He's right, you know. Ohio State or Davidson?
Davidson.
Are you yawning?
No. And it's game tired.
Why are you tired?
Being worked to death.
Under one and two.
We have to pick one, two, three, four more rounds. He wouldn't be so tired if he just stayed put.
We have to pick four. We have to pick four more rounds, and you're
right,
going
to
do it.
For the second round, let's go to the Atlanta bracket. UNC or Duke?
Oh, we'll have Robert's brackets on our website.
Right. So guaranteed winners.
You can follow along.
You ever seen Robert on Sunday mornings on ESPN?
Got the house on it.
Texas A&M or Iona?
Iona.
South Illinois or Iowa?
South Illinois.
California or Texas?
Texas, Daddy.
Got it.
Texas.
Bucknell or Memphis?
Texas.
Not Texas, Memphis.
Texas.
Bucknell or Memphis?
Texas.
Not one of the choices.
Texas.
Hey, Robert.
What?
Texas.
No, not Texas.
Bucknell or Memphis?
Texas.
It's not one of the choices.
Texas.
You think you're pretty funny.
Yeah.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
No!
Texas.
Oh, dear.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
What? All right, you. Come on. Let's get this done.
Yeah, we better record that to Uncle Don.
Record what?
The same text.
He wants to make Uncle Don laugh.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
Is it a good bit?
Yeah.
Say, it's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
Let's get back. But it was his idea. He said,
it was
that's
his
funny.
He
said,
you were, funny. And you were riffing with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a good bit. Make sure Tom hears that.
Texas.
He likes it.
Texas.
And the more Rob got mad, the more he had fun with it.
And how did you just get him to say that, like, it's gold, Jerry? This kid.
Back to the task at hand.
Texas.
Okay. Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
Oh, dear.
Robert, I know it's funny, but we need to get back to the picks because a lot of degenerate gamblers are hanging on your every word, okay?
Okay.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Bucknell.
Kent State or Bradley?
Bradley.
San Diego State or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Alabama or Belmont?
Alabama.
What? Oh, I didn't understand you. Belmont or Alabama?
Alabama. Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay, but I wasn't clear. Did you want Alabama or Belmont?
Belmont.
Oh.
We can change that.
We change.
All right, okay. Let's move on to the Washington bracket and the second round. Albany or UAB?
UAB.
UAB?
Yeah.
Utah or Air Force?
Air Force. I just said how tall I am.
You're very tall because you're standing on your chair now.
Yeah. Like a bar now.
You're smaller because you sat down?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Texas.
Yeah, I know that's very funny.
North Carolina or George Mason?
George Mason.
Say hi, Flagle.
Hi, Flagle.
Winthrop or Wichita State?
Mesa.
You mean Winthrop?
Yeah.
Sounds like a batarang to me. Wisconsin or Villanova?
In Carson.
Montana or Pacific?
Pacific.
I think that was Pacific.
Yeah.
Come back here.
I don't want to.
Thanks for coming back. Are you glad to be back?
That was the best edit yet. That was the best peaceful family edit I've heard. Come back here. I don't want to. Thanks for coming. I mean,
did you hear that edit?
Just click. Thanks for coming back here. All is well.
I don't want to. So,
I'm missing like a half an hour of discipline in there.
That's the part I want to hear.
I don't want to.
It's on the box set.
I don't. Thanks so much for being so cooperative.
I mean, Alabama.
He just threw another Texas in.
He threw another Texas in. He's, you know, recall comedy.
Loves that.
Davidson or Georgetown?
Davidson. Oh.
Davidtown. I think that's Davidson.
All right, well, then we have one more bracket, I think, and then we're going to get to the national champion here, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Get ready, because this is when he's going to look into his little crystal ball.
Right. Swami.
And tell us what's going on.
This is his lock of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Robert?
What?
Let's do the regionals.
Okay.
Iona or Duke?
Duke.
South Illinois or Texas?
Texas.
Okay, come here, sit down. Robert, can you come back? Please come back. Sit on the chair, buddy. All right, moving on to the Oakland Division, the regionals. Bucknell.
Again, edit.
Robert,
big edit.
Robert, would you come back? Robert, come back.
Okay, we're back. So that's just like, Robert, I want... Thanks for coming back, buddy.
It's only a four-hour show. Bell or Bradley? Sit down, please.
Bradley.
Belmont or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
All right, over to the regionals in Washington, D.C. UAB or Air Force?
I am.
Air Force.
Winthrop or George Mason?
George Mason.
Say hi to Flagle.
Hi, Fagel.
Robert, please come back. We've got to come back here. We're almost done. All right, the Minneapolis Regionals, Wisconsin or Pacific?
Amazing.
Shakespeare.
South Alabama or Davidson?
Davidson.
All right, Robert, we've reached the Elite Eight. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
You sound so at the end of your rope.
You do. And the edits are fantastic. It's like, Robert, come back here.
Okay, thank you for coming back.
That is great.
This really was, I mean, I love him, but this was trying. This really was very different.
Listen to him. He's saying he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. It's against his will.
You know, I'm not sure why we did it, because I didn't want to do it either after a while. Duke, Texas, Bradley, Gonzaga, Air Force, George Mason, Pacific, and Davidson. How do you feel about those?
Texas.
I know you like Texas. All right, Texas or Duke?
Texas.
Bradley or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Air Force or George Mason?
George Mason.
Daddy, I didn't say nothing to my mouth.
Okay. Robert's final four.
He didn't do nothing.
He didn't say nothing with his mouth.
Didn't say nothing. He didn't have him say hi to Flagel again.
We'll get to that. Texas, Gonzaga, George Mason, Davidson. I'm sure odds makers all across the country agree with you. What do you think?
Good.
Thank you. Texas or Go? No, let me give you the choice. Texas.
Texas.
Or Gonzaga.
Texas.
Davidson or George Mason. What'd you say?
Davidson.
Why are you whispering?
I'm sad, Davidson.
Why are you whispering?
Davidson.
Do you want to say you're sorry to Flagel?
Sorry, Flagel.
All right, Robert. Get up off the floor. Come here, buddy. Robert, before we make our final pick, do you have anything you want to say?
Bye-bye.
Don't say bye-bye before we make the pick.
Bye-bye.
It all comes down to this, Robert. The national championship, Texas and Davidson. Mm-hmm. Who wins, Texas or Davidson?
Texas!
Why do you say Texas? Hey, buddy, pull your shirt down.
I don't know.
Fix your shirt. Hey, Robert, come here. You ready to say bye-bye?
Is it done?
Yes, we're done.
Bye-bye.
Hold it. You have to do your sign-off.
Oh. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Robert Pewak. Signing off.
Good job, buddy. I love you.
I love you.
You got a kiss for me? Mwah. Do you want to do this again next year?
No.
Maybe we'll go back to your sister.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bravo. That was great. Bravo. Those edits, my favorite would be the ones where you'd be like, Robert. Thanks for coming back.
So he's got Texas.
Texas winning all the way.
Texas winning all the way.
The final will be Davidson and Texas.
Like it is every year.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be quite an upset.
He's very strong.
Now, come on. You say that because she's smart.
No, he is.
Your daughter is smart.
He's a fantastic kid. I love him so much. But, God, I don't want to have to record him for a good while.
Come on. He knew Texas.
Yeah, he did like Texas.
He's a winning bit.
It's a good bit. Yeah, he knew it was funny.
And they, what are they seeded this year? They got a pretty good team, don't they, Texas? There's a chance. I guess with any team in the NCAAs, there's a chance.
Any given Thursday.
Right? All right. So thank you to Robert the Third.
Yes.
Thank you to you, Rob.
He's a good boy.
He's a nice boy.
He's a Robert Spiewak.
And now here we go. Let's get the chance for you, the home listener, to win some stuff.
Good.
Yeah. What are we giving away? Oh, we've got the online accounts with the deep discount CD. We've got the leather jackets to give away from Coleman Power Sports, wherethepoweris.com. We have Soprano stuff from the HBO.
Right. That sounds like. And what are you watching? I'm watching the HBO.
Here's the deal. We're going to have a guy on the phone, one of these dumb interviews,
mm-hmm.
where the guy is, the setup is cell phones are killing ghosts.
He's a British paranormalist, Don.
Okay, so
he says that cell phones are like eliminating ghosts from their
cell phones are killing ghosts.
Wow.
This is where you, the home listener, get to call and play. Now, this is not going to be, how about that?
You're not going to be in that something?
Isn't that something? It's not going to be, I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be, I'll be a horse's ass.
Right.
Wow. When you call the guy and you're on the phone with him, here's the phrase that pays today.
Okay.
No effing way.
And you have to use the letter.
Yes, you have to say it just like that.
EFFING.
For instance, Mike, I will be the ghost guy.
Okay.
And you be one of our callers.
All right, very good.
Hello.
Is this a ghost guy?
Yes, this is the ghost guy.
No effing way.
No, it's really me. Hello.
Well, why is worried about cell phones killing ghosts?
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what this accent is.
No effing way.
It's kind of Cary Grant.
Yeah. Hey, do you believe in ghosts?
I do not think.
No effing way. But you get the idea.
You get the idea.
That's how it works.
When you engage him, I mean, you keep him in conversation. We'll put 60 seconds on the TikTok clock.
Right.
And then the person that gets in the most no effing ways will win one of these prizes that I just read the slug for.
And I think that there's potential for some big numbers with this game.
Absolutely.
I think really you can really weave that into the conversation very well. And please be on your best behavior and mind your P's and Q's here, because this is one that I think really you could easily have a Freudian slip on.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's
I know we've done it over the years.
Don't
F up.
Don't. Speak for yourself. Would you please? My record, like my underpants, spotless.
Spotless. That's right, Lisa Bonet.
That was pre-delay, Mike.
That was pre-delay. That's
that
right.
That was pre-delay.
That's right.
That show was effing boring.
It was bad.
It was.
Super.
Super effing boring.
That's right.
Okay, so it's the guy, it's the cell phone guy,
right.
He's ghost of the phone, and no effing way.
No effing way.
We'll get at least six or seven callers on the air, so you got a chance to win. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh! Scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one, one of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
The Don and Mike Show. When they lay it out, they play it out. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, lay it out, baby. Baby.
Can you name it and claim it, Buzz?
No, I can't remember her name now.
Shy Coltrane.
That's right. Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning. Let's see. Everybody's online now for the No Effing Way. We're going to be calling. We're calling where? We're calling over to Cambridge, England.
Cambridge, England, where this individual says cell phones are killing ghosts.
So I use 444. Right. I just dial 9 and then all the 011 crap. He's ready to go on the air?
He's ready.
Okay. Cool. And all of our callers know. Oh, Robbie, I'll need the TikTok. The TikTok-y clock. So we'll give you 60 seconds on the phone. The big TikTok. Remember, let it come naturally. Mm-hmm. Don't force it.
Right.
But we will have a prize for the most no effing ways.
And if your name is Carol Ann, stay away from the light.
And now, who's going to be counting?
I will.
Buzz, Mike, would you also like to count?
I don't count during this game, Don. Buzz is the only counter because he's more accurate. But if you'd like backup counting, I can count also.
That's all right. Do you want to make sure Buzz was up to it?
I am up to it.
Are you up to it? I can back count.
I've got the count. No
I can
problem.
Back up your count. Rob, I don't think he's doing that today.
Okay,
I don't think he's smoking weed today.
You don't think he's smoking weed? No.
No. You think so? You think I should do a backup count?
Might not hurt.
No, I'm going to do a backup count.
He's got meningitis.
I saw him putting ice cubes in his bong.
That's crazy talk. It was so hot.
Completed as dialed.
All right, hold on a second. Watch now. God damn it. Okay, there's a line.
Right.
Okay, get a dial tone. Line.
Right.
Then Mr. Geronimo, do you have any words for England?
England can kiss my ass.
Do you have any words for England again?
England can kiss my ass.
England can kiss my ass.
Excuse me, Mike. I was concentrating on dialing.
I know. I know that.
Trying to get the international language of love going.
They fixed the phones for you right before we started the show.
International call cannot be completed as dialed.
Let me try one of these other lines.
Hello. I'd like to wonder why you think these cell phones are killing all the ghosts. What's the deal? Have you seen Mrs. Henderson Presents with Bob Hoskins and Dame Judy Dench?
There we go. So here we go now, folks. Don't forget.
Hello,
bloke. Tony.
Yes.
Hi, mate. My name is Don, and this is my mate, Mike.
Hello.
And we understand.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
We understand that you are a ghost researcher.
Yes.
And according to you... Oh, and is it still Thursday or is it now Friday in England?
Friday. Well, it's soon Friday. It's 20 to 10 at the moment.
So 20 to 10.
We haven't got there just yet.
So it's perfect time for ghosts.
Right.
Can you tell me what happened on Joey tonight?
What happened when?
Well, no. if we're like in a time machine, if it's already past Thursday night, he would have seen tonight's fantastic episode
no,
of Joey.
No, he wouldn't have it.
Funnily enough, there's a local inn at Holywell in St. Ives, just, about 16 miles
should
away.
Should not have brought this up.
And years and years ago, there was a story about that
there
was a woman
telling a story.
Always appeared on the 17th.
Okay, let's get right to our callers.
We got lots of people that want to talk to you.
The whole
He's not going to be listening.
We did a lot of work.
I think I just have a theory, Don.
Never appeared since.
Hello,
Tony. Tony's been around for a while, perhaps.
Hello, Tony.
Yeah.
You think that cell phones can kill ghosts?
Well, we don't know. There's a lot of research in this.
Would you like to take?
It was a journalist who was trying to be a little bit too clever for what he knew.
Would you mind
associated a few remarks I made.
I think I can get to the bottom of this.
I'm Henry the Eighth. I am. Hello.
Country for a very.
Hey, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Well, we don't know.
Tony.
Yep.
May I ask how old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
83.
Bingo! 83. Good luck to all of our callers.
Are you going to take this
supreme good luck to all of our callers.
Because if you go to ask about...
So you can talk to him at this level and he won't stop.
He won't hear a goddamn thing.
Okay.
83. Okay. Tony. Tony. How about some...
I can't hear you.
How about some phone calls from our listeners?
Would you take some phone calls, Tony?
Okay. Yes.
Very good. Okay, here we go. And, hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with Tony from Cambridge, England.
This is me, right?
Yep.
Yes, who's this?
Cool. Tony.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Jay.
Jay.
Hi, Jay.
How you doing?
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Tony. Yep.
Answer everything with one word. What's your first name?
What's my what?
Your first name. Everything with one word. What's your first name?
Tony.
No F-E-K.
No, that's a disqualification.
That's a disqualification.
Can't do that, Jay,
you're not allowed to just say answer everything with one word.
No, Jay. Pushy Jay.
Let's take another call. Let's try someone else. Someone else who believes...
Nelson, let's have somebody sensible, shall we?
Yes, let's get someone
because
sensible.
Because this is a sensible subject.
Yes, of course.
Yes, it's a sensible subject. Cell phones are killing ghosts. Hello?
Make a mess of it. I will cut you off right away.
Not make a mess
okay?
of it.
I hope you get sensible callers for you, Tony.
No,
Don and Mike.
You sound like a sensible right to me.
You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
What's your name, sir?
Hold on. Am I hearing anybody here? Hold on a second.
Did we get a caller for Tony?
Hello? No, let me try that line. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, it's me.
Yeah, it's you. You're on? Yes.
Interesting.
Hi, I'm Mike. How are you doing, Tony?
They take the subject sensibly.
Tony.
Go ahead, Mike.
Tony, are you saying that cell phones kill ghosts?
Am I saying what?
That cell phones are killing ghosts.
Yes.
No effing way.
Well, we don't know, but it looks very much as if over the last 10 years...
What makes you think...
...in the FBI, the Society of the Church...
Tony, what makes you think that they kill ghosts?
Well, we don't know.
No, you know nothing way.
There are teams all over England and teams in America, I think in America, who are doing some sensible research with equipment, trying to record ghosts.
Hard to get a word in edgewise.
And they never get photographs of them.
Tony, how do you know this equipment works?
How do we know what?
The equipment works.
I can't hear you clearly.
How do you know the equipment works, Tony?
Yeah.
How do you know the equipment works?
Well, we know it works.
Time's up. Time for another caller. Sorry, Mike.
All right, hold on there, Mike.
Tony's still answering.
And we never got anything.
Right.
All right, Tony, let's try another caller, shall we?
Yes,
let's try somebody else.
They're trying to take the piss at the moment. It's not going to work.
Hey, Tony.
Are you trying? Did you say you're trying to go to the bathroom?
Pardon?
Do you have to go to the loo, Tony?
Do I, or do you? Oh, are you in the loo? As if you're talking.
Hold on. What the hell is going on?
Hold on. Guy on the telephone. Caller, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
Tony.
Tony. Hold on. Hey, guy on the phone.
Hey,
hold
caller.
On a second.
Caller, hold it, all right?
Yeah.
Tony, do you have to go to the bathroom?
Do I have to go to the bathroom?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't. Why? Okay. Do you?
No, I thought we heard.
Are you in the bathroom?
No, we're not. I thought we heard something like that, Tony. We thought that's what you said.
No, you didn't. You're trying to take the piss, John, and I'm sorry, but I take this subject sensibly. I'm a vice president of the oldest society in England that researches this, and I'm sorry, but I'm afraid this subject, as you're discussing it, is not sensible enough for me, so I'm going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, wait, hold on, old man.
There it goes.
Wait a minute,
and that means, though, by default,
yes,
that Mike, with a total of two no effing ways, is our big winner.
Right.
Our grand prize winner.
Wait a minute.
Well, it was 83.
I think he was 83.
I think he was 83, and we angered him.
What the hell was that?
Well, what he said was, I think this is a very serious subject, and I don't think you're taking it as serious as I should. I just don't understand it. And I just used to this hearing my bad.
Jesus Christ.
I did understand his last word, which was, goodbye.
Goodbye. That's all.
Well, that means,
Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Number two.
Hello, Mike. Mike? Are you
Hello?
There? Mike, yeah, hey.
Hey.
How many did he get in?
Two.
Two.
I had three. The last one was just cut off because he wouldn't shut up.
Well, you won anyway.
No, yeah. You're the winner.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
No effing way. You're the winner. God,
no
that guy.
Way.
God, that guy. You know, normally when we have somebody on the phone like that that goes on and on with the diarrhea of the mouth, I have to take the microphones out of program so they can't hear us.
Right.
Yeah. Our microphones were on and live the whole time. The guy was just going on and on.
He hasn't got the equipment, so we've got to stop the top of the ball.
Call him up and see how it went.
Got to see how it went,
all
Rob.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Come on, don't be afraid of him.
He's
some old man in London.
83, Don. He was 83. And I knew immediately when he was rambling and not answering, he was 83.
Now, Mike, here you go. You got the $75 online account with Deep Discount CD. Deep Discount CD offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with free shipping. Find all your music for less at deepdiscountcd.com. And you get the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the all-new episode of The Sopranos, Is Tony Dead, Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on HBO. Thank you for listening, Mike.
Thank you very much, guys.
We do appreciate
Hi,
it. Hold on just a moment.
Hey, thanks. It's Rob from the radio station. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. How do you think it went?
Maybe a long answer.
It might be. This is one time we have to be patient with Rob. This is going to be a long answer here. And I think Rob's got to listen to all of it.
This is all right. Well,
ask him if he'd like to talk to us about it.
This is the answer still that's going on and on.
He'll be a ghost soon.
It's funny.
Ask if he'd like to talk to the manager. You know?
Damn right.
All right. Would you like to come back on the air with us? All right. All right. Well, thank you. All right. Good luck with your sensible ghost.
I bet he said no.
Damn right.
Right. Wow, this guy.
Rob's made a friend.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for your time. We enjoyed having you.
Bye, Ben.
Have a good day. I hope you have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye, Ben. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right.
Wow.
What did he have to say? What did Prince Edward have to say?
Well, boiled it down, this is not a sensible atmosphere.
That's true. He's right.
And
sensible, he used a lot.
He loves that word.
Yes.
He takes it very seriously.
That's all he said?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said it in a lot of ways. He kept saying it.
Did he sound angry?
Damn right.
No, he just, I think, disappointed.
Yeah. Mm.
He wanted it to be sensible.
It's 20 to 10.
20 to 10.
That was horrible.
James Mason.
This was not the best interview that I've ever done, Norton.
I can't go bowling.
I can't get bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Bang, zoom. To the moon.
I don't understand why I'm not being sensible. Don, do you think perhaps in the future you could provide me with more sensibility?
That was horrible.
Thank you, Simon. Very, very disturbing. God. Perhaps you could put someone on more sensible, like Greg Gillespie. Now we'd have a sensible interview. Bang. Zoom.
Ralphie boy.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy. Bang. Zoom. To the moon.
And are you like me? Do you picture Richard Burton wearing his Cleopatra outfit when he delivers that
Mark
line?
Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
That is the best. That's the best thing Gilbert Gottfried ever did.
That's the guy from London.
There he is. Yes, his name is Tony.
And you think that that went poorly? We had some other people on.
Oh, yeah.
They're clairvoyants.
Yeah. Right.
And the same thing was going to apply. I'm talking to Rob today. Rob says, well, we got a bunch of things. We got like these two fortune tellers. I said, oh, great, because people can call in, and no matter what these people say, the people on the phone can just say, no effing way, you're right about everything. I said, this is it. Like when they said, did you have a dog? Oh, no effing way, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. So we're coming right up to showtime, and Rob comes in the office and says, the clairvoyants have dropped out.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have seen it coming, but they went to the website to familiarize themselves with the show, and they were, I said, how's it going? They said, very disappointed.
Why?
I said, what's the matter? There is a nearly nude woman on your website.
Wow.
I said, it's a lingerie model. He said, still and still.
Is that what he said, still and still?
So I said, well, maybe you'll do some more research before you contest us next time. Bye. Bye.
We said F and U.
That's right. Incidentally, if you guys are looking for paranormal, just look to me.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
I have. Seriously. Three nights in a row. 3:15 in the morning. Which if you watched, what's that movie called?
It's the Mad, 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 Mad World?
No. The Exorcist of Emily Rose. The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yes.
That's what the priest says. You know, 3 o'clock is the devil's time or whatever. And that's when I've been waking up.
You know,
are
I
you
think
being
of
sensible?
You, what movie I think of you when you wake up?
What's that?
Leaving Las Vegas.
No, it wasn't. Don, it wasn't that way. I was in bed by 10:30.
Here are the pictures that the psychics didn't like on our website.
Yeah.
Tonight. The pictures of this chick named Adriana Lima. She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Red hot.
If you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on today's log where John writes down the show as it's happening, and we have pictures of her. The reason that we have pictures of her up, now look at that. Look
I'm
at
dying
her.
For a cigarette. Anybody got a Camel?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, put a toe in the water, Mike. I mean, Christ.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
She could use a cod piece. Wow. She really could.
Wowzy boo-boo.
You know, that's like brown capping.
I don't like that.
But I imagine it's like brown capping out the other side.
Oh, my
gosh.
Anyway, the reason we have her picture on our website today, and she's fully clothed, incidentally, she's gone out with Lenny Kravitz, and she's gone out with Derek Jeter.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Her big thing is she's going to be in the new Victoria's Secret catalog. She's a big cover girl.
Right.
She wants us to believe she's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria's Secret has put out a big giant PR thing with her saying that she's Catholic. She believes in everything that the Bible says and that sex is for after marriage and that she doesn't even pet.
She's now, 25.
Take a look at her. That's a nice package. And
damn,
she's
perfect.
And she's been with Leonard Kravitz and with Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me that girl has that? And she goes into great detail to say that not even like
petting,
touching, licking.
None of those.
Nothing.
Yeah. Wow. Nothing.
I don't believe it.
Lenny respects a virgin. Lenny Kravitz. You know, even more than Lenny Kravitz, really, I would think a ball player.
Yeah.
You know how the ball players
him
are.
Him too.
They're used to a certain amount of behavior there.
Derek Jeter.
That's who you'd probably want to ask. You'd want to ask Lenny and Derek, you know.
Derek Jeter gets her in the on-deck circle.
You bet.
Gets out his resin and his pine tar.
You know how those ball players is.
Says, hey, you like my bat? Take a look at this Louisville slugger, baby.
You can see the on-deck circle in that picture.
I think it'd be more like a guy like David Wells you'd want to see her with, you know. Some big fat ball player that just takes her out and goes, hey, what do you mean? We're going to a biker bar.
Is this really the guy from... Can we put this on the website?
I think we can, yeah.
We managed to find a picture of the guy in England that we were talking to on the phone.
Oh, there it is.
And look at him.
There it is.
If he doesn't look like the oldest, most feeble... I mean, really, he makes Uncle June look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He doesn't look exactly sensible, does he?
No.
Well, the reason he can do such great ghost research is they trust him.
One of them.
He's going to be there soon.
All right, well, good. That's good use of the internet. Put that on the website. We got that from... TheNakedScientists.com.
You're not being sensible. But be clear, he is clothed in the picture.
After further study of the Victoria's Secret model, I've come to a conclusion.
What?
It's impossible that she would be a virgin.
Why is that, James?
I believe she's been with ball players and rock stars. And that means she's not. Print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man.
Check out that camel toe.
Camel toe. Hello. Simply lovely.
Delightful.
Very good. But look at me with my bald head.
Wasn't he also in that movie with Warren Beatty where he wants to be the football player? Where he's the dead guy. Remember for the Rams?
Yes.
Right. Wasn't he the... Now, he wasn't the coach that could see Warren Beatty. He was the guy that worked as...
He was Mr. Jordan. He was like the angel.
As the Mr. Right. Belvedere.
Yeah. I watched...
No, you're right. He worked in heaven.
Yeah. Right.
He worked
right.
for God.
I watched a movie the other day that a friend of mine told me to watch, and it was Lolita by Stanley Kubrick. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it.
Yeah.
It is without... Yeah, of course. Of course, Mr. Sex You
I helped
would see this movie. I don't know when this movie was made, but I think it was in the 1960s.
Right?
I think it was 59.
And it's James Mason, and it is without question, it is a subject that you probably would not see on a screen today.
That's
true. You wouldn't be able to get in a movie.
What is it?
It's a guy. It's James Mason, who's like a college professor,
right?
And he goes to this house, and he's going to board with this woman who's lost her husband, and he's kind of up in the air. Shelley Winters plays the wife, and she says, "Oh, we got a nice house, nice room," and he's sort of undecided. And then
Shelley,
and she's right at that transition point in her career,
right.
Where she was going from sort of big to. Big.
Right.
And he goes out on the patio, and there in a bikini is this woman's daughter.
Young daughter.
The young daughter.
Young teen.
And the whole thing is this thing that's not... It's not like pedophile, but it is kind of like pedophile.
Very cool.
And there's secret romance. And it's James Mason just trying to keep... And the guy that's...
So how old is the daughter?
She's supposed to be 15 or 16, 14, something like that.
15, maybe.
14, maybe
14.
Even younger. Yeah, I think it might 14. Be 14. And,
that's not... but
you wouldn't see that on a screen today.
No.
And the guy that this weird guy
you might at a party at my house.
You know the guy that follows him around and kind of
see it on a screen.
You know the guy that follows him around and tries to figure out what's going. Kind of figures out what's going on and is Peter Sellers. And Peter Sellers doing a lot of different disguises. And Peter Sellers takes up with this woman too. It is a weird but great movie.
Buzz, didn't they remake it about 6 or 7 years ago with Frank Langella? Seems to me
it sounds
did.
Familiar. I'll look it up, Rob. I'm not sure. No, for
I
sure.
found James Mason was the topic, and he was very... It's basically a man being very uncomfortable and trying to hide his romance, and he pretends he's her father. And they go from, like, town to town to town.
With the chick that he's banging.
With the chick. And they never, like, say anything directly. It's all alluded to. But, but Peter Sellers is at his absolute crazy
best. A more modern movie that I stumbled upon, which just cannot suck enough, is the one with Albert Brooks.
Which one?
And the girl that looks like a young Helen Hunt.
Oh.
It's like my first...
Really? Sobieski?
My first mister is the name of it. And at first when I turned it on, I thought, oh, this is like about... Albert Brooks going through a midlife crisis mm-hmm. and banging like a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He's dying or something.
Oh.
And she becomes like his best friend.
Oh, my God. I've seen parts of that, and it is so slow. Right? Incredibly slow moving.
Yeah.
I mean, really just crawling.
Yeah. Makes you want to see The Muse.
The Muse is the worst.
They did remake Lolita in 1998 with Frank Langella. The original was in 1962. And when Sting sings about that book by Nabokov, he's talking about the book Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov. And that's what that book was
well,
about.
All I know is dirty. It was dirty. And
very naughty.
And it was. I don't know how it didn't get more notoriety back when it was made. Because I tell you know why it probably didn't? It seems to me it was probably a time where people didn't focus in on what the movie was really about. Mm-hmm. And it was
controversial then, too.
And
I wish you'd stop talking about these movies I don't know nothing about.
You want me to start talking about a movie we know about?
You know what I seen last night?
What did you see last
really?
Night?
Really? I think the original, Tremors.
Oh, yeah. You mean where the guys come out of the ground?
Yeah.
The creatures?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's good.
That's good, too. I like that, too.
You know what else I see?
What you see?
Bruce Almighty.
Now we're talking.
That's a good one.
I like that. I watch it with my kids.
That's good.
That's good.
That's
stuff.
Good.
I like that movie. I like to die. I like to fall out when I watch that.
Hello.
Yeah.
I seen Dodgeball.
He wins.
Rob wins.
Hello. You're on the air.
Not a mic. That was no camel toe. That was a moose knuckle.
Oh, dear. Okay. Same thing.
Bye.
Lay down.
Not for the moose.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Yeah, I was just calling in regards to talking about that Lolita movie.
Yeah, baby. Naughty.
She was 12 years old.
Well, she was 12, and, 12. Well, you know, and again, like I said before, WTP. What's the problem?
It's borderline.
Okay,
bye!
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's all read the post today. God.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
What, the Post?
Yeah, the newspaper you read every day, silly.
The newspaper of record?
Yes, the newspaper of record.
Silly, I don't read that. I do the jumble.
Just the jumble each and every day.
Just the jumble.
Yeah.
And stop putting in all of these crazy new cartoons.
Mm-hmm. What are, like, crazy? Are the crazy new cartoons you're talking about actually maybe crazy old cartoons?
No, like Boondocks.
Yeah.
Is that like the new? I don't read the comics.
Not that new. Give me more High and Lois, more Hagar the Horrible, more Apartment 3G, and I'm a happy guy.
So is the newspaper trying to freshen up the comics? Is that what they're doing?
No, now, it's the point now, if you're a serious comics reader.
Right, and I know you are.
As you know I am.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your standbys, which I don't really read, but I never want to leave. Like Apartment 3G, Spider-Man, Mary Worth. I think they should be there.
It's comforting
Mark
to
Trail.
See them there.
Mark Trail, right. Yes, should be there for those retards that like them.
How about Little Annie Fanny?
Wrong magazine. Damn. Now, you have Family Circus. You have crap like that. Oh. Dennis the Menace that takes, not a strip, but takes a nice big circle. Right. Okay, that's okay. But then you've got...
And why is that? That most of them were square. And why... Was it Dennis the Menace that had the circle?
I think it was Family Circus.
Family Circus that had a circle.
That Dennis was first was square, with the circle.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Now you've got a bunch of... There are a lot of them that I do like reading. Like Zitz is one that I like.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, there's one... I don't... Whatever the one is with the dog. They've all got talking dogs.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are a lot of them that are quite
what's
good.
What's the big fat dog? What's that one? I've looked at it
the
a
big
few times.
Dog, yeah.
The big super dumb fat dog. The big dog that's bigger than everybody else. That's bigger than the kids.
Kathy Whiteside.
Thank you. God, I was waiting for somebody to answer that for me. So I look under Kathy Whiteside. They'll always have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
Kathy
thing.
Kathy Whiteside comic strip.
That's it. Very exciting. Here comes Joe.
Here
Gary.
Are you talking about Howard Hughes?
Howard Hughes is a dog, and that is only in Parade magazine.
What about Marmaduke?
Marmaduke.
Dumas.
Marmaduke. That's a big Great Dane.
Marmaduke.
Not a fat dog.
I'm not a Dumas. I know about a lot of big dogs.
No, you're a Dumas, though, because Howard Hughes is in Parade.
Wait a minute. Marmaduke is a Great Dane. This is more like a sheepdog.
Yeah, this is round.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've seen the dog. I don't know the name
of it. I mean, this is a common comic strip, I think, but I don't know anything about comics. I know
what you mean.
Do you know the dog I'm talking about?
Like the shaggy dog.
Yes, it's like a shaggy dog, only massive.
Mm-hmm.
Massive.
It's a massive.
Massive.
Massive dog.
Very large animal.
I missed the lob.
Hello? Don and Mike. Hello?
Hi, Don the dog. It's Clifford.
Turn your radio
Clifford.
Down, please. Clifford.
Is it Clifford?
I don't think it's Clifford.
Clifford.
He's a big red dog,
Hi!
Ass.
Clifford. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's a movie with Martin Short.
I think you're thinking of...
Great movie.
Could it possibly be in Parade?
Maybe, I don't know.
Hello,
be Howard Hughes.
Don and Mike show.
No.
I mean, Joe's right.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What? Clifford.
Not Clifford.
It's not Clifford.
Okay, voiced by the late John Ritter.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for bringing me down even further.
God.
Thanks, ass.
God.
Because you know what's tonight? No CSI, so you know it was going to be for me.
What?
It was going to be Three's Company Box set night.
Mm-hmm. That is
That's
bad.
Every night, Don.
That is bad.
Thanks, ass.
Wow.
I'll just have to go back and go past Jack Tripper, and I'll focus just on Barney Fife. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. He's gone, too.
And Larry Klein.
Is he still alive?
Is Larry Klein still alive?
Yes, he is.
I was on a cruise ship with him one time.
I'm not making this
is
up.
Is it Larry Klein? I think it's Larry Klein, the guy that was like the sidekick to John Ritter.
He played Larry on the show.
I thought that guy had the AIDS. I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm not saying that to be, you know, controversial.
I told you, I was on a cruise ship with him. I'd really rather not discuss this any further.
Sure. Don and Mike get a break.
No, it's the guy that was supposed to be the next door neighbor was...
The swinging bachelor.
Right.
Richard Klein.
That's it.
Dick Klein. I was on a cruise ship with him.
Decline? Decline?
I don't know. I'd rather not talk about it.
Was it more of a cruise ship or more of a cruiser?
No, it was a cruise ship, and I talked to the guy.
Dick Line.
I declined to answer any more questions.
Buzz?
Yes.
Are you, where are you at? AIDS.com?
No, I'm trying to find if Richard Klein.
Richard Klein was the neighbor or the friend of John Ritter.
Hold on a second. Larry, you might be wrong about that name, because isn't Richard Klein also the name of the guy that was on Spin City?
That's Richard Kind.
Okay.
Did you find Richard Klein?
Go to richardklein.org.
Buzz?
I haven't found the right one yet.
.us. You can go to IMDb and do Three's Company.
Yeah, big hair, big black hair.
Don and Mike.
That's what I'm doing.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Are you talking about that comic strip, Get Fuzzy, with the dog and the cat and the guy?
We don't know.
I have no idea.
We really don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The comic strip you're thinking of is For Better or Worse.
It might be.
Uh-huh. That sounds like
it's like a modern day like Blondie almost.
That sounds more like it, and that's kind of what it looks like.
All right,
the dog's
thank you.
Not that big.
Richard Klein is alive. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Thank
Richard Klein is alive.
Thank God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, the show sucks lately. You know that?
Thank you.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. I thought this was the British guy still. My bad. I slowed the show down.
Get out the book. Get out the
book. Oh, we got to book him. Got to put him in the book.
You
la, 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 la.
Congratulations.
Don't forget to get the guy's number, Joe.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club. You are now.
See, the guy just hung up.
Don and Mike caller.
We got him.
Chicken.
Joe, get the number.
Come with
get him back on the line.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
That's right.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in
the book.
The book.
The book. Gotcha.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
I said good day, sir. Good day.
You gotta say, there's not too many radio shows out there like this one. Right, Mike Wallace?
Damn right.
Right.
88-year-old Mike Wallace.
You get some turd calling in just saying, hey, I'm just trying to screw the show up.
Damn right.
You know what you do? You put him in the book.
Yeah, the book. And the book's not that big anymore, but it's good.
You put him in the book's form. You got the number?
His number is busy right now, but we'll put him in an appendix.
All right, very
we
good.
We got him. We got him.
Got his number?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Well, try it. I just did three times. It's busy.
Well, what's his... Well, God. No, unacceptable. We have to have a resolution on this.
All right.
What we have to do if we...
whatever happened to that old... Whatever happened to that old can-do... It's an emergency. We've got to break in right away.
That's right. And if
excuse
we don't get
the
him...
operator.
If it's busy, then we drive to his house.
That's right.
To present him with his sign.
All the way to
sign. His sign for the front yard.
What's the area code?
585.
Where's that?
I don't know.
No freaking idea.
585.
We got a hard target search.
That is New York.
Our fugitive's name.
That is New York.
Is 585.
Our fugitive's name is Richard Klein.
You know what? Yeah, I bet it's Crapchester. Right?
You think?
It says U.S. Canadian border.
It's probably. Well, what do you think, Mike Wallace? Crapchester?
Damn right.
Yep, it's Crapchester.
I think so.
All right, well, listen, we'll get out our wooden nails, and we'll Jesus that guy up pretty good.
Jesus.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Outbound, the rubbernecking delays begin back at the Beltway.
The Don and Mike Show.
You think your expulsion from England is a repudiation of rock and roll? You know, y'all would have lost the war without us. You just think about that.
What are you saying?
We've been beat up pretty bad because of this publicity. But Meyer and I love each other, and we mean to keep it that way.
Jerry, looking ahead, don't you think your popularity will be diminished at home?
Back home may take a different view of this sort of a thing. I expect a great reception when I get back there. My fans will understand.
Right. Do you have any final words for England?
Yeah. England can kiss my ass.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug, the Don and Mike program.
Right.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Yeah, because we got him. You got the last guy.
Yeah, you got me. I turned myself in, dummy.
Now, it doesn't matter. You get your dummies in because, you know, you're going to be punished now.
I just wanted to say that I think the show is...
Hold on. No. You are not allowed to talk. We are not going to let you talk. It is our turn to talk now.
See, what you don't know is even though right now as you're continuing to ramble, you're not being heard. Your volume is turned down.
Your volume is turned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, now, how you like that, smart guy? Mm-hmm. And your radio is up in the background. So, this guy from area code 585, which is Crapchester, where's he? It's a business? Is that what it is, Rob?
It's a business.
Calling from his place of business.
We're putting him in the book now.
Good.
And he will not be able to call the show anymore.
Okay, well, I'm hanging up
now. We need your first name.
Jason.
And your last initial.
Douchebag.
Okay, we'll go with that. I think
bye!
He's
and we're not even going to give him the you
right.
know, that whole thing with you get the last word in.
Sure.
We got his number. Give him his, I already hung up on him, so give him his, you know, that ZZZ thing you like so bad.
000.000.0049.
49.
Oh, now, come on. Come on, have some fun with this.
It's a formality.
But he's gone. But he is no longer called Jason Douchebag.
No?
No.
What's he called?
Heretofore, he shall be referred to exclusively by
Pass.
This name.
Yes?
000/Z0049.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, are you thinking about Marmaduke?
Maybe it is Marmaduke.
You know,
now,
hold on.
No, Marmaduke's the Great Dane.
Another Great
Mike
Dane.
Mike was thinking about that.
But
I
Marmaduke's the Great Dane, and
right.
I'm thinking about the
Bye.
Big shaggy dog. And I don't care.
What's so great about it?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
He's Danish.
Hey, this is Dustin from Rochester. I'm just wondering if you want me to go give that guy an open-handed slap to the face for you.
Well, obviously, he's closer to you than he is to us.
I think perhaps the five-finger discount.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Here's my finger, here's my thumb, here's my fist, you better run.
In Mayberry, they used to refer to that as giving him what fur.
Give him what for.
Take him to Fist City. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, right? It was what... What fur?
F-E-R, yes, what fur?
Take him to the gun show.
Just working on the guns.
1001. Miss Corningware.
Corningstar?
Corningstone.
Is it Corningstone? Veronica Corningstone.
What are you doing in here? You asked me to come in here.
Just working on the guns.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh,
that's us on the radio. That's the radio that's up too loud. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, I think Mike is thinking of, for better or worse, his dog.
I think we covered
that.
Yeah,
that came up.
All right, we're going to leave it on that one.
Yeah, let's say that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello. I am.
These calls quite obviously are unscreened.
Mm-hmm.
Don, are you thinking about Howard?
Is that another comic?
Stern, constantly. The Duck, constantly.
Howard the Duck.
Gazelle.
Sprig.
No, the big dog named Howard.
Hoffman. Again, Howard Huge has been covered.
Yeah.
Goodbye now.
Bye!
Bye. All of this has been covered.
And?
Forget that we even discussed.
It's a movie. Another one of those British Anthony Hopkins. And? Howard's End.
Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Howard.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do you think the name of the dog is Fred Bassett?
No.
No.
I don't want to talk. You know, boy, I tell you, though, you find out.
Hello.
Now, do we find out that this means there are a lot of people that are into comics or that this segment of our audience that calls is into comics?
No, everybody's into comics.
It just means a lot of people have phones.
No. Everybody's into comics because everybody has to digest food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Like cowboy hats?
Yes,
it's part of the process.
That's right. Cowboy hats are just like a-holes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got one.
Your opinion, no, like cowboy hats.
Would you stop it? I like it. I like it the way better that we...
cowboy hats.
I like it the way better that say it we.
And that is way better.
Yes, everybody is like cowboy hats. Everybody has an a-hole. Hello.
Everybody that wears a cowboy hat has one.
And is one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
About Heathcliff?
Can we please stop talking about this now? Right, a wrong animal.
But that animal was wearing a cowboy hat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Look out.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, weekend's here. Have a can of beer. Ha ha, you fell for it. Hook, line, and
sinker. Yes, we did. Boy, he got up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, yeah.
It's not Snoopy on
Now they're just messing with us.
I want to really apologize to everybody on the show and all
Don
of our listeners.
Mike. Hello.
What are you going to go with? London's Gentleman? Or, Blackbeard's Delight? Sex Panther? Smith from Real Business.
Okay,
no,
hold on.
He's
talking about Ron Burgundy.
He's doing Anchorman. Mm-hmm. When the guy puts on the
different colognes.
And some of the dialogue after he walks through the newsroom, when they say, that smells like a diaper full of, is it Indian cuisine food?
It's a diaper full of Indian food and some baby vomit.
Yeah.
And he's wearing
sex pants. I got to tell you, that smells like pure gasoline.
Bye! Listen, if you're not an Anchorman aficionado, sorry, wrong show, Jack.
And you're still on comics, aren't you? You are still on comics.
Why wouldn't he?
Nerd Boy is still on comics. Is it
down?
Daisy from Blondie? That's what he wanted me to say.
Why would you stop it, please?
Hey, Rob is obsessed.
A lot of people are.
He's the most obsessive compulsive person I've ever met in my life.
I tell you what, why don't you consider going home tonight and maybe getting your son and going through the comics and preparing a nice 45-minute piece for us tomorrow.
45-minute piece.
About which comics Robert likes best.
Would that be a desk piece? No, that would be a desk piece.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be cut down, of course, the one today was.
Well, you know, he loves to talk on microphone, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Are you reading the comics
right
now?
Doing?
I'm trying to find the picture. There's no Daisy's not in this episode.
All right, thank
He's
you.
He's in the office.
Thank you. This is really helping.
You're looking for Daisy from Blondie?
Yeah, supporting character. Supporting
Why?
Dog. Well,
to support his joke.
Here we go. Is this the dog?
Would you stop it, Rob?
No.
It's not for better or worse.
Oh. All right,
give me this.
We'll never know.
I'm going to solve the jumble right now.
Okay. Rob, Don is actually writing something on the newspaper.
Writing an answers to the jumble.
There you go. How's that? That's for Rob.
They're very good.
I
concur.
I've been
I think you've solved the jumble.
I think that's right.
I really think you've solved the jumble.
Yes, I think that's right.
What does it say?
It says shut up.
And then after that, what's it say?
That part I can't read.
Starts with an A.
Ends with an E.
A-hole.
Yeah. Shut up, A-hole.
There you go. There's today's jumble.
All right, cowboy hat. Sudoku.
There you go. There's your newspaper. Bye-bye. God. You know, tomorrow, why don't you not even come in? Just send your son in. I mean, really.
Robert the Third.
I love having Robert around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Robert at least would be consistent. It would be Texas. Texas.
Yes.
Texas.
And we'd be showing our teeth laughing.
That's right.
Right.
Instead of this whole comic thing, which I regret I even brought up.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Totally sorry and totally embarrassed.
What if Robert really came in and was our producer tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I bet the show would run just as well as running today if we had a three-year-old as our producer.
Just think how many guests would have the indecency to turn him down. Everybody would want to come on the show.
There's a problem, though.
What?
The show's on during nap time.
Well, sorry.
His or yours?
Yeah. Oh!
Okay, but
kidding. Just kidding.
Don and Mike show, sure you are.
Couldn't but resist.
Hello.
You guys will always be in the shadow of Charlie and Harrigan. I'm out.
Jesus. Now, hold on. Was that the guy, again, from
Rochester?
From Crabchester?
I don't think so.
Well, that stung.
Ouch.
That one really hurt.
Or was it flattery?
Is my nose bleeding? Because somebody just punched me in the face.
Charlie and Harrigan.
God damn.
I wonder how they're doing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I thought maybe you were talking about either Ed Head from Playboy magazine or Chester the Molester.
Chester the Molester.
Chester the Molester. And I also like Ed Head.
Ed Head, I don't even remember Ed Head.
No. Or how about Hugh Douche?
Okay, get out of here.
Ed, there really was one called Ed Head?
Ed Head. Yeah.
Wow.
It was like just a short strip in the back of Playboy.
In Playboy.
Ed Head.
Ed Head.
It was like the adventures of Ed Head.
I only remember Little Annie, Fanny, and the Grandma.
Yeah. And unlike Little Annie, Fanny, Ed Head was not in color.
Oh, okay.
Ed Head was black and white back there by, if you were looking for the ads for the phone sex.
Okay, and the other one that was really not a comic was Vargas, that they used to put in all the time.
Oh.
Which the Vargas girl was just a beautifully drawn, you know.
And if you were a young man discovering yourself, that could work.
Vargas could easily work.
Vargas worked many times. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Vargas.
Yeah, I've got a who would you do?
You know what? Hold on. I just had maybe the creepiest thing, I swear to God, no pun intended, that I remember ever doing. As far as
and then I sat and really worked it.
Something that motivated you?
Yes. Okay, let me give you a timeline on this. We were living, we moved from Maryland to Chicago when I was 12 and a half, 13. So this is why we still lived in Maryland. We lived on Norbeck Road. I was, I would say, 7th grade.
Okay.
Wow.
7th grade. I can't be as explicit as I used to be.
Of course, but it is something that it's something that you used for the purposes of that thing.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What was it, a magazine?
It was a comic book. It was Bible Classics Illustrated.
Really? What story do you remember? I mean, what was the picture?
It was a picture of Mary. I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
I swear, it was a big, full-color picture,
uh-huh.
And she was, like, on her way to heaven.
Of course.
It was Bible Classic Illustrated, right. Or Classic Illustrated.
Classic Illustrated.
Upper left. Yes, that's
right.
The best.
Right.
Upper left-hand corner, mm-hmm. Big gold-colored box,
right. Right.
And I know that I had some, like the Battle of the Bulge,
mm-hmm. Right.
The War of 1812. There were comic
right.
books about...
Based on history and literature.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in my room...
I think that, in some way, that's got to be a sin.
Yeah.
That's got to be. Anyway, you slice that one up, that's a... But, I mean, were you in a pinch? Is that what it was?
I was... Like in seventh grade,
and yet, so I mean,
I was Mr. Pinch. I was.
That was only.
Pinch.
Only. I mean, had you recent? Was that a recently discovered phenomenon? As far
what
as
it was I.
And we're really dancing around it here.
I
we can't be explicit at all.
Was it, I was laying on the floor, on my stomach, uh-huh. In my bedroom. I had all my clothes on.
Right.
As a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Reading this, the Classics Illustrated.
I think most boys would tell you, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it's that 13, 14, that's when you kind of have that moment
it
of
happens,
maybe
it is
discovery.
Maybe, like I said, like even a little younger, maybe like 12, between 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, you know, you're laying on the floor, laying on your stomach,
right.
Reading, and, you know, friction.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know,
friction.
The next thing you know is like, wow. Hot. And I remember taking the one, like if this was the comic book,
mm-hmm.
Taking it and bending the cover back.
Holding it back.
So it was just back on that.
Did you know what was happening?
What do you mean? Did I? Yeah.
He was the first to know.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean, did
self-discovery, gentlemen?
Are you talking about, yes, I had already discovered
okay.
The joy
because,
of
yeah.
self.
Because there is a point in time, you know, there's post-discovering, hey,
mm-hmm.
What's this? And then there's pre. And a lot of people that discover that don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, yeah. I found the more that, listen, that's maybe the day that the light really went off for me. It was like, hold on. You mean the spigot works all the time?
Mm-hmm. Happens.
I turn it on and water comes out. Even if there's a drought,
mm-hmm.
No matter what I'm doing, if I can just like lock myself in a room mm-hmm. somewhere.
Right.
Sometimes I remember I could watch I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, yeah.
And that would stick with me through the night till I went up to my little bunk bed, you know. But I do remember one time Classics Illustrated,
mm-hmm.
And I had it propped right in the corner. And it was a picture of the Virgin Mary.
Ascending.
And she was ascending to heaven, and she had her arms up in the air.
Oh, my.
And she had, like, an angel's outfit on.
Wow.
And she just had the biggest cartoon boobs.
Mm-hmm. And
it
was.
And the thing is, unlike Betty and Veronica.
Right.
Because this was Classics Illustrated.
It was more lifelike.
It looked realistic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting there in my room, and mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, since we're on the subject, and since this has turned into true confessions, I don't have any stories like that, but I do have a very vivid memory of self-discovery.
Yeah.
And it was blankets.
Well, I told you mine.
It was just blankets on me.
Yeah. Mine was Teddy, my teddy bear.
Mine was blankets, you know, very kind of a rough surface on the blankets. And the first time, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I felt very bad.
Mine was a woman named Gloria.
Oh, of course.
Of course it was.
I'm kidding.
An older woman.
It was.
An older woman named Gloria.
It
looked just like Jean Smart.
That's right.
I knew everything, of course, by watching my dad's extensive 8mm collection.
Did he have that?
No.
No?
Are you kidding? I don't think...
We didn't have anything like that in the house. We didn't have anything.
I'm adopted, and my brother is adopted
mm-hmm.
from these two people.
Right.
I'm positive that they never had sex. Sam and Fran.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance.
We had to go around.
But boy, I had a lot of sex.
We had to go into the neighborhood into Mr. I forgot what his name was. I think Mr. Newell's house, and he had the collection, and everybody mm-hmm. wanted to play over at Dougie's house because Dougie's father had the secret stash.
That's where the magazines were.
And I tell the story about when I was 13 or 14, went to a party that my parents were going to up in New Hampshire, and I went up there because we were going to a football game, and the adults were having the party downstairs, and so go up to bed, watch TV. You can stay in the older boys' room that was in Vietnam. And I opened up the closet door, and I opened up this door, and in the door, two stacks as tall as I was.
There you go.
Of Playboy magazine.
The Holy Grail.
And seriously, every hour and a half or so, it would be, Mike, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't come up. And
then I sat and really worked it.
The door had a lock on it.
Yeah.
That I could lock from the inside.
Of course it did.
It was... I literally...
Mike, what are you doing in there? Please. Mike.
Please
Hello,
don't
Mike.
Come in.
Mike, it's me, your mom, Mary.
Please don't come in.
It's me, Mary O'Mara.
Go back to the party, Mom. Everything's
Mike,
all right.
Mike, what are you doing in there?
Everything's fine.
Michael.
No reason to come in, Mom.
Michael.
Mom.
Don't make me break this door down.
Mom. No, no, no.
What's that? I smell. I smell love.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. But everywhere. I mean, it was... not everywhere, no.
Well,
I'm talking about the magazine. I mean, on
everywhere.
The floor. Everywhere opens.
Everywhere.
I had really...
Spin art.
They were on the floor, on the bed, everywhere. There were just...
Wow.
I mean, it was incredible.
A gold
this
mine.
Guy, this guy, whoever this guy who had gone off to war, was had been collecting, you know, and I guess living at home when he was 18 years old. And, wow, it was...
And,
oh, my
and
God.
And then you read the Herod experiment.
No, that was before that.
Oh, really?
Yep,
oh,
before.
You already had that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a break, but I believe I'm the big winner here.
I think so.
Has anyone else ever?
Not to Mary.
To the Virgin Mary?
I'll see you in hell.
She was hot.
Very attractive.
And you're just having brownie points. That's little spear points in your butt when that
she
happens.
She was worth it.
Oh, dear. See that right there? Now he's done. Now the devil's driving those spears in. That little trident he's got.
Trident.
That little thing. Pitchfork. That's what I was looking for.
And it's not that I didn't try to Betty and Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I tried. It was just at some point, even back then, you know, you'd have to say, hold on, wait, not realistic enough.
Cartoon.
You know, and then I would
go kind of phony.
Josie and the Pussycats. Really,
phony.
Same body as Betty and Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they'd showed a little bit, maybe I would have been able to get something out of it.
Right. Right. That's really in a pinch, though. I mean, when you got to do that, you can't find, like, a catalog. You know, catalogs weren't great for a while. Catalogs, and you just like pretend that they hadn't airbrushed things out.
The wish book.
Yes,
the Sears wish book.
Oh my!
Nice. Remember, you'd grab that.
That
first, when you were a kid, you would grab it because really it was like the only thing. It was not a Toys R Us catalog or anything.
Yeah.
It was the only thing you could get for toys. And at first, you would just get it. You would go right to the back of the toys.
Right.
And then when you got older, you would see like, wait, there's two pictures of. Of chicks wearing bras.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. But nothing will ever... We all agree that nothing would take the place of the first time you saw a real picture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a real picture.
Or how about the first time you're with a real lady? And I'm not talking about, like, you know, that dentist's daughter.
That doesn't count?
I'm talking about when I got into radio, Mike.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about when I was 15.
Now you're supposed to kind of shoot me, you know, with the fingers. You know, you're supposed to go, and then that's
when
it.
I was 15, and I would pick up grown women on the request line.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have no idea I was 15.
Sometimes women that hadn't grown.
But I mean, what about a first time? Do you remember your first time? I mean, the real first time.
Yes, the first time was with the dentist's daughter,
and not particularly good.
They've all been great for me.
Yeah. Now, you know what I mean. I mean, was it awkward at all? I mean, it wasn't like you know, you were worldly at that point. Or did you just, was it just given to you? Were you program stud? Is that you walked in there?
She
and
was
you,
older than me.
And but I mean,
she knew what she was doing. She took advantage. She was 16.
Mm-hmm.
She took advantage of me.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of guys have that experience where their first experience is with somebody that, you know, is a little more knowledgeable.
All I can remember about that was that I needed a helping hand. And finding,
yeah,
yes,
oh, of course,
yeah. You know, it was
no,
like,
that's no big deal.
You know, the amazing thing is, I still do, but now I'm faking it. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I used to say to Frida, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Hey, give me a hand, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. What do you got to do to break into this safe?
Well, that's everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, I mean, if you're not looking. You know, what do you, you know, really, you could, you know, because I mean, everybody who has gotten the occasional time where it's, hey, no, 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 No. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to break now.
Interesting. We just covered a lot of ground without really saying all that much.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
Yep.
So
how about that, Mary? She marvelous.
Are you going to do this? You're doing this again. There you go.
You know I'm doing.
You're
going to
head right
just
down.
To bother you.
You are doing this just to bother me again. The second
you're
time.
You're so easy.
The second time.
You're so
in
easy.
A week. The
scab.
Second time.
The Catholic scab.
Jesus.
So,
and
really,
I'm sorry for saying that.
I'm not kidding.
God.
Somebody made you do.
The Catholic,
that's the whole reason for this.
The Catholic scab on you is so easy to pull.
I know. I know. Go if it makes you happy.
I swear
I know
to God,
you're down.
I did it.
Lay it on me, brother. Lay it on me. If
I
it
did
makes
it.
You happy, flail away on your radio partner of 20 years. Go ahead.
Why
talk
does it bother you? Why does it bother you?
What does it bother me? Why does it bother you that it bothers me?
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't.
The fact that it bothers you amuses me.
I know. Right. Well, that's why I'm here.
To amuse me.
Dance, monkey, dance. Dance, monkey, dance.
Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Siree, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy
Spirit. Oh, come on. Mumbo jumbo.
Fabric had a nice drape to it.
And see, and he loves it too. So it's all of you against me, and I'm not even in the club anymore.
Yeah, Catholics.
We're trying to help you.
Oh, no, stop, please.
Catholics.
Please.
Let's talk about Catholics.
Yeah, my mom, you mean?
No, yeah.
Yes.
Specifically, whenever I speak of Catholics, that's what I think of, is Mary O'Mara.
That's my only reference point nowadays. That's my only reference point. That's why it upsets me. I've explained that in totality.
You're going to get up there someday, and God is going to say to you, Michael, and he'll call you Michael, because he knows it pisses you off.
Well, no, it wouldn't, not if he said it.
He will say, Michael.
Not if he said it.
He will say, you never got it.
Mm-hmm.
You never got it. You got life in so many ways.
Hey, I'm in trouble either way.
You never got this, though. Mm-hmm. Michael.
That's exactly where I am. I'm in mm-hmm. trouble either way.
Religion is all made up. Bungo, Mungo, Bungo, Jerry, Jones, Juice, Bobby, Tommy Boyce, and Bobby Hart. I don't know. Not all of religion is made up. And now you're going to get me going on this, and I won't do this.
Okay.
I won't do this.
Right.
But isn't it odd, though, that some of us feel the pressure to go and congregate every week and say the exact same thing, and say it's at the exact same spot, and say the exact same words? And how many of you, when you go there, and I do this, I know when you're in church, you're sitting there going, Christ, God, this sucks. I'd rather be back at home watching the sports reporters. Why the F am I in church? Don't you think those things? Don't you think those things?
Of course. Are you kind of preaching now?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
And friends.
Yay!
Haven't you ever become aroused by a comic book featuring the Virgin Mary?
La, la, la. La, 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 la.
I once knew a man.
La, 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 la.
Named Michael Sean Patrick
O'Mara. No, don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into your sordid tale.
This man who already has a first-class punch ticket to hell is worried about meaningless words on a meaningless radio show.
Man,
about the meaningless parable known as religion.
I don't know why.
You believe,
but I do.
Or you don't believe.
No.
That's it.
Would that it would be that simple.
That's it.
I wish I was that uncomplicated.
I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to read the Bible, and I'm going to work it.
Oh, dear God.
Work it.
Some good stuff in there.
Man, oh, man.
And what's that video that Madonna did that got her into trouble for?
Father, no.
The one with the crucifix.
Right.
Hot.
I forgot the name of that song. She got in a lot of trouble for it.
It's called Hot. Yeah. Name of that song. It's called Catholics Are Hot. It's called Mike Is Being Quiet. The name of the song is Mike Is Just Looking At Me.
But I'm okay.
I know you are.
I'm fine.
Come on.
Everything's fine.
You're not even really Catholic.
Of course I'm not really Catholic. They
kicked
you out. They did kick me out.
So
I wish things were different. I wish I wasn't feeling the way I'm feeling right now. Maybe that's my punishment.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go all the way back to your first wife, remarry her, maybe that'll make things all right in the Catholic Church's eyes.
That's what it would have to be, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get back in the good graces.
Yeah.
You have to go back to old number one.
Boy, would that life would be easier.
Would that it were.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be.
Mm-hmm. You think that's what God wants for you, Mike?
I don't know.
Is God putting your ex-wife on your heart? You really think that's what God wants?
I don't know.
You think God's pissing you saying,
no.
God, Mike broke up with Billy, so that was Mike's first wife's name. So because of that, screw him, he's out of my life. That'd be like me with Dawn, you know?
Do you know what I know for sure?
What's that, my friend?
That I don't know. That's what I know for sure, that I don't know. And nobody knows.
I don't know much.
About history?
No. I don't know much.
But I know I love you.
But I know I love you.
That's right.
What is that song?
And that may be all I need to know.
Mm. Sung by the hot Virgin Mary. And we got a break. We got a break right now. Okay.
Nervous Laughter 101.
Be right back. Be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
For me, headlining every year, I want to try and reinvent myself as I want. For the last 10 years, all I've done is the Ozfests and festivals and all. To be honest with you, I want to go back into arenas. I want to do some Ozfests and some arenas. And it's great fun, it's, you know, that vibe of the crowd in an arena.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
What do Ozzy and Rob Zwieback have in common?
What would that be?
Ozzy, besides that stuff you just heard, has a bunch of stuff on his website. And here's his quote about rap music.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I'm not hot on rap music. The thing is, some of the lyrics are so effing good. If they're that good, why can't they put a tune to it? I've heard those lyrics, and they're effing wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
If you was to walk down the road singing an effing rap song, I don't think you'd get very far. I think you'd go effing mad. There's no melody.
Uh-huh. So Ozzy's oldness has trumped his rockerness.
See? He's right, though.
Ozzy's oldness is... I think that's what you hear a lot of people say.
Well,
They're older.
I don't hear Rob say that.
Where's the melody?
Where's the melody? Where's the melody?
You know where it is? It's in my kid's car. I just had the opportunity to call a moment ago.
Uh-huh.
He and a bunch of his loser friends are on their spring break trip to from wherever.
His world tour?
To wherever.
Right.
And just called him during the break.
Not being filled in on the details, are you?
Well, all I know is that they're on 95.
That narrows it down. You know, so that means they're anywhere from Miami to Maine. Then.
Correct. When do you think you'll be home? I have to call you back later, Dad.
Okay.
I have to call you back later.
Well, he's answering the phone. That's the good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he did answer eventually.
He's giving you some sort of general itinerary or none whatsoever?
I'll see him sometime. Mm-hmm.
He's 21 now, right?
Yeah. He'll be 21 the end of the month.
Oh, he still should let you know exactly where he still should have the GPS.
Yeah, right. And I just said, where are you on? He said, 95 North.
Mm-hmm.
So, North.
Ah,
95 North means he's coming this way.
That's good.
And he's got all of the smelly friends of his.
Has he said that he's going to be seeing you or not?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, yes, we are spending... yeah, I almost made it. Jay Leno. Yeah.
I don't know these things. No, I don't know.
We're going to spend time together during when our vacation, mm-hmm. and his spring break coincide. Mm-hmm. But he's got, you know, plans with his friends and stuff.
Of course.
I don't want to stand in the way of that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he's on his way, so that's good. He'll be around at some point. Yesterday, when I was driving, I had to, as I mentioned, had to go out of state for a bunch of this stuff with Frida's estate. And when I was coming back, I noticed on Fabulous Route 50,
mm-hmm.
big, major, gigantic death highway we have,
right.
That you hardly ever see this with trucks. You see this a lot of times with cars. Now, Route 50 is two lanes each way,
right.
for a long stretch,
very straight,
before the HOV. So there's a truck in the left hand lane, excuse me, not the right hand, in the left hand lane that is going like 59 miles an hour, and there's another truck that's pulling up right behind him because he can't pass because there's cars all around.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy pulling up behind him is like giving him the brights, and I'm seeing all of this happening from my vantage point about five cars behind.
Okay,
so I can see the brake lights going on, and it's obvious that the guy who's in the first 18-wheeler is doing that thing where when the guy in the second truck gets close to him, he slams on his brakes a little bit.
Not good to do in a truck. Not an 18-wheeler.
So this is happening yesterday on Route 50.
Although I've seen him do crazy things.
I have never seen it escalate to this. Finally, the guy in the second truck, he gets so mad that when we get by a hill, once we start to go downhill, the guy in the first truck puts on his blinker and moves to the right-hand lane so that the guy with the heavy foot in the second truck can pass him up.
The guy who's mad at this point.
Yes. Mm. The guy in the second truck, the guy who's mad, rather than just pass the guy up, he does what anybody in a car would do. He pulls up next to him, and you can see him pointing and jawing and yelling at the guy.
Man, that is scary stuff. Now, yeah. That is very scary.
I'm thinking to myself, hold on, first off, Rubber Ducky, mm-hmm. you've got a CB radio, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
You want to tell the guy he's a dick.
Sure.
Get on your CB radio.
Call him up.
But this went on for, and what was, I think, the word I would have to use would be fascinating. Everybody watching it mm-hmm. behind them.
Safely behind.
Yes. No one was, none of the cars, none of us that normally on a road like that, speed limit 55, you know, you go 65.
Right, exactly. Right.
All of a sudden, everybody's going like 53, but nobody's really complaining because you got these two trucks in front of
putting
you.
Putting on a little show.
And you can see then at one point now, the guy on the right, the guy who's in the right-hand lane now, the guy who had been going slow in the left-hand lane, the window comes down, and the hand comes out, and he starts pointing at this guy. And they are just driving side by side.
Just going at it.
53 miles an hour, 52 miles an hour.
That's scary. And did you have the thing where they're not really keeping it in the lane at all?
No. They were very straight, uh-huh. except the guy that the second truck, the guy that was complaining the first truck wasn't going fast enough.
Uh-huh.
Really, the guy should not be driving a truck. He should be driving a car like the rest of us.
Or sports car.
Because he did that move that everybody's done or had done to them, where at one point he had had enough of this guy, and before he decided to just put the pedal to the metal, he did that thing where he just moved over to the right real fast,
Jesus.
And then moved over to the left real fast,
man.
And the guy in the truck on the right was like, whoa!
So you guys
are
like a quarter mile back watching this happen.
Wow.
That would be a little bit scary, I would imagine.
It was just great.
It was a good show?
It was great. It was not as good as having sex by yourself while reading a Bible cartoon.
Story, right.
But still, not bad.
Listen to me, right?
Right.
Right. Of course. Of course not.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
Yes.
I've always thought that Vin Diesel's half a fag, and I know you have too.
Well, you know, he has a little bit of that sound too when he's talking. Just a little bit with you for my country. The things I do for my country.
I watched him on the Letterman show last night, and I thought, as I'm watching him now, is he a gay? Is he not a gay? Because I know we've goofed about it before.
He certainly, you know, honed his reputation in Hollywood as a movie tough guy. That's what he was supposed to be.
Right. Anyway, somebody asked him. Who is this that asked him? Details Magazine. Thank you. Thank you for finding this. Details Magazine. They finally said, are you gay?
Mm-hmm.
His answer, how can you ask me that? And now listen to the names that he's going to throw out here. Vin Diesel.
All right.
He says, I'm like Harrison Ford, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino. When people ask them, they say nothing. It's a code of silence. Now, I never heard anybody ask Harrison Ford, Robert De Niro, or Al Pacino if they're half a fag.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong if they're half a fag or a whole fag.
Right.
But I've never heard anybody say, hey, that Al Pacino, God, what a queer he is.
I don't think I've heard him. But is he indicating that when they're asked about their sexuality or their personal life, they just give a no comment?
Yes. And what I'm saying in response is, show me the interview or show me the
situation. Where somebody asked Robert De Niro if he was gay.
Yeah. And then I'd like to see Robert De Niro's reaction to that.
Right. And you and I, when we've been asked, we've always had the standard answer. Yes.
Yes.
Always.
Proudly.
So he leaves the question open then.
Yes, he does.
Or he did not dignify it with an answer, right?
Well, so he says. Now,
so he says.
Now, I'll tell you that I'm gay.
How could you ask that?
Who's the movie star that I'm the gayest for in the whole world? Come on.
The movie star that you're the gayest for?
Who's the movie star?
Well, the aforementioned Robert De Niro is one of your favorites.
No, but really, if I was really going to have...
You see...
Who?
G.C., George Clooney?
Yeah, of course.
Clooney.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I could buy a sack.
George, you want to rephrase that?
I can buy his sack.
You can buy George Clooney's sack?
Sack.
How is that going to work?
It's on eBay.
He's selling his sack on eBay?
George Clooney's sack.
Tell me more. I'm going to beat you to the bidding.
This is a very, very... this is an email that I received from a friend, and it's very disarming because it made me think of one thing, and it's something altogether different.
Clooney.
It's just the goodie bag from the Oscar.
Oh, he's selling his?
Yeah.
What, he gave it away? Did he give it away to charity?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
That's the Clooney move.
No, so it's just like...
Oh, they're going to hate him. You know, the celebrities are going to hate him now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because now everybody's got to do it.
Yeah.
He's Hollywood royalty.
And
he does it now. That'll be the standard practice.
And also, here's why he did it.
Because the guys that don't make as much money as he does now have to give away their really good goodie bag.
Right. My humble estimation, he did it because the IRS came down this year and said, hey, all you Hollywood stars that get this free crap, we know you're getting it, and you better turn it in this year as income. So what Clooney did was just say, ah, screw it. I'll just give it to United Way or whoever it is.
Are those goodie bags worth well over
$100,000? $130,000 per sack.
The taxes this year were nearly $40,000 if you accepted the goodie bag from time to the other.
There it is. Oh, okay. But he's not being that good a guy. And it's not the sack you wanted.
Certainly not, Mike.
Got his goodies in it. Clooney goodies.
Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, before we get to news and comments, give me just a moment here for the NRA spotlight. We don't do this often.
They're right here in Virginia. We drive by them all the time. Their headquarters.
The world headquarters for the NRA is here in Northern Virginia. And here we go. So, there's a little boy, and this is in Indianapolis. Little boy, he's 3. His name is Tommy. And what happens is, he found a gun. Found a gun under a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Under a couch cushion. He went to the gun. He gave it to his mommy.
Good.
Mommy took the bullets out.
Good.
And put the weapon back underneath the couch cushion.
She told the kid to put the weapon back?
No, the mommy did.
She did.
So the little
put
boy,
it back under the couch
little,
without the...
Little Tommy from Indianapolis comes out and says, Mommy, Mommy, look what I found. And she says, oh, no, listen, that's not for children.
So she takes the bullets out.
That's mommy's.
Right.
And she takes the bullets out.
And she puts the gun back in the couch.
Right back underneath the cushion on the couch. Well, little Tommy sees her put it back under the couch, goes back and gets it, and comes into the other room, and guess what? Mommy forgot to take one bullet out, and little Tommy shot her right in the knee.
Oh, man.
And blew her kneecap clean off.
So little Tommy kneecapped his mother.
There you go.
That's a good NRA story.
That's the NRA story.
Lovely.
Of the day.
How unfortunate.
Tommy gun. Wow. You know, little
Soylent,
Tommy.
Soylent Green. Is people.
From my cold, dead hand.
World where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
I like that one.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That was Buzz.
He made it
there
up.
There he is. Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
Let's see. What do you got tonight? What are your stories?
Good stuff. Now who's the dumb blonde? Jessica Simpson snubs President Bush.
Damn right.
CBS, your indecency network. And,
damn right.
And man injured at nudist colony while wearing pants.
Damn right.
Oh, that Mike Wallace, right? Is that Mike Wallace?
Damn right.
That 88 years old.
Stand by.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Damn right.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Remember James, damn it. Bitch.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
That's not funny anymore, is it?
It is to me.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
That was Chappelle. People still love him.
He's colored.
Yeah.
I'm white. Time now for Buzz's News and Comments brought to you by Cox.
Really?
C-O-X, my Cox. Cox Communications. Your friend in the digital age. Cox services include local and long-distance phone, high-speed internet, digital cable, 703-480-6222 to order.
Right.
Rick James, bitch. I wish Dave Chappelle would come back and do that show.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
It was a funny show.
Do you think Rick... Is that for Buzz or for Rick James, Rob? for everybody. Everybody smoking weed.
That's Rob's answer now to everything. Everything.
And drugs and no melody.
Just weed. Hi, bud.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
What?
I'm straight. I don't do drugs.
I'm straight. That's it. We straight.
Hi there, bud.
Hi. Jessica Simpson is refusing to appear at a Republican fundraiser.
Damn right.
Republican officials say they're surprised. So let's examine.
Hey, Jessica Simpson's high.
Guaranteed.
Well, let's examine what those Republican officials might find surprising. That a young pop star who specializes in Daisy Dukes and hot pants might have a political conscience.
Damn right.
That a church choir girl from Texas might not want to be associated with their party right now. Quoting Jessica's version of Scott McClellan, her spokesperson, it just feels wrong. Maybe Jessica's people have seen the president's 33% approval rating.
Buzz, yes, absolutely. Now, listen.
I think it's because she's not with Mick. I think he was a good Republican.
I agree.
I really believe that.
If she was making any decisions on her own,
yes.
Would she be in that commercial with Miss Piggy? I don't think so.
And that commercial, I don't think is good for her. I really don't think. Because
no.
Somehow, the first time I saw that commercial with Miss Piggy, I said, my God, did something happen with the contract with Pizza Hut where they were really trying to torpedo her? And then she shows up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up at the very end, totally cooperating with Miss Piggy.
You know what they should get if they want to have someone nice who will be, you know, very friendly to Bush.
Right.
Safe. Get that, not retarded, get that autistic kid. The kid that shot the, that Corky that shot like the 6 3-pointers.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I saw this.
Oh, the kid with the eyebrows?
Yeah. I saw this kid, this autistic kid, Bush met him, or he met Bush at the airport.
Right.
This kid walks up to Bush and they're arm in arm, like the way that a father would lead a daughter down the aisle.
Gotcha.
As they're walking down the runway where the kid's plane has landed.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid's all excited because the president's there.
Sure.
And Bush cannot hide. I mean, you have to see the video. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's saying to himself, I can't believe my numbers are so bad that I have to walk down this tarmac with the retarded kid, like, grabbing onto my arm.
He's got that look on his face?
Yeah, he really has that look. And then
totally uncomfortable.
The reporters all gathered around, because, you know, you've got to think that Bush's handlers think this is a good warm and fuzzy.
Right.
And they're like,
trying to humanize him.
You know, how'd you find out about him, President Bush? Well, like everybody, I watch TV, uh-huh. Saw him. He's inspirational. Meanwhile, the whole time, inside, you know, he's screaming, I got retard germs on me! Anyway, they should go with that kid, because he loves Bush. I mean, of course,
safer,
he probably also loves a box of Crayola crayons. But
that's perfect, then.
We have tape of the kid in CD1.
Oh, okay. Good. All right.
Thank you. Born in the 1940s, before the age of television, there was a style of film that audiences really loved.
The autistic 13-year-old boy.
Black and white.
16.
Lots of shadows and low camera angles.
The voice hasn't changed yet.
Called film noir.
Oh, actually, it has.
It was employed by some of the greatest directors of the time.
Like who?
Orson Welles, Otto Preminger, Billy Wilder, Howard Hawks, and John Huston. Are just a few of the innovators who gave us a classic look and feel that was has influenced filmmakers of every generation.
Damn right.
You have to play. That has to be played in its entirety to work. It really does.
Anyway, you got to see the video of Bush with this kid. Because, and have you not seen the video of this?
I've seen stills of the kid, and I've seen some of the video of him.
A manager on the basketball team.
And they put him in at the game. It was kind of a Rudy story at the very end, and he scored.
And like a freaking savant.
Yes.
It's like boom, 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 boom.
And Bush is really trying to latch onto it. One of the things he said at the press conference is, when I saw the story, I wept. Like everyone.
Wow. There he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to make him warm and fuzzy. Got to do more of that now.
I guess it was on the CBS news that I saw with the Schieffer, right? That's CBS.
Yeah, Bob Schieffer.
Mm-hmm. I like Bob Schieffer because he had a tone to him
mm-hmm.
when he got done with the story. When Bush said something to the kid like, Mac call you J-Mac.
That's right.
You know, because that's, I guess, the kid's nickname.
And he's going like, to the nicknames.
The kid's like, this can. They come back, and Bob Schieffer, old fart Bob Schieffer, looks at the camera and goes, heartwarming, really. And
he said it with just enough.
His inflection was, does anybody buy this?
You see right through this opportunity.
You know, Poll number 34.
Yes, camera's rolling.
Bring out the retarded kid who shoots three-pointers like crazy.
Go for it. See if you can bring those numbers up, Mr. President.
Because you can't get Jessica Simpson. They can't get stupid Jessica Simpson.
Maybe Jessica's people also saw the low poll numbers for the Republican-controlled Congress, and her people would like her numbers to stay higher than that.
Get me Kelsey Grammer on the line.
Reuters quotes a Simpson source as saying she would love to meet the president and talk about her charity, but she can't do it at a fundraiser for the Republican Party. Her charity is Operation Smile, which pays for plastic surgery for deformed poor children overseas. Republicans say they're surprised Simpson would pass up the opportunity to chat with the president about that charity. Quoting an official Republican Party spokesman, it's never been a problem for Bono.
I am not an animal. I live in Poland. What are you doing? Hey, boys.
Hi. Hi, little boy. According to an official Republican Party spokesman, it's never been a problem for Bono. Of course, Bono doesn't look as good in Daisy Dukes. The spokesman says Simpson initially agreed to appear at the fundraiser and then bowed out. Simpson's people say she never even considered appearing there. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
It's Nick. I swear to God, it's Nick.
So she's got a charity for kids
for
with...
Plastic surgery pays for plastic surgery for kids overseas, poor children who were born with deformities.
That's what plastic surgeons do, like the L.A. people out in Beverly Hills. That's the stuff they do to make them feel better about themselves.
That's right.
You know, when they're actually making millions of dollars for tummy tucks, they go over and they fix kids with hair lips, and that's what they do.
Like the lawyer that does pro bono work.
That's exactly what it is. What's that?
They don't do like breast enlargement.
Not for poor children.
For poor children.
Make them feel better.
Polls or no polls, President Bush has made it clear he's going to stay the course and keep the advisors he has.
Are you ready for some football?
Some of the president's friends and advisors have said, all right, fine, but at least add new blood to the White House staff. Bring in new ideas.
Bring in and new blood.
Even to them, the president's responded, no thanks, I'll keep what I've got. Quoting a Republican source to CNN, no one's trying to get them to fire anyone. It's just about adding a supplemental person to the mix.
You must bring in lots of new blood.
Quoting White House spokesman Scott McClellan, the president surrounded himself with a very capable and experienced team that's fully committed to helping him advance his agenda and get things done.
Here's an inside meeting of the White House right now.
Didn't I hear that you were going to masquerade ball? Yes, we have our costumes on the boat.
Why, you young people, making the most of life while it lasts.
Of course, that would make too many for one boat. But if the professor and this lady and gentleman go on ahead, sure. Wilbur and Dr. Morney can...
I'm afraid I can't.
What's the matter?
I've suddenly developed a splitting headache. I'm sorry, Wilbur, but you'll have to go without.
That's nonsense. It will pass as quickly as it came.
That's some of the new blood at the White House.
Damn right.
So here it is, March, when we were supposed to start pulling troops out of Iraq. Instead, we're sending in more. Maybe you misunderstood the thing about new blood. The U.S. has 133,000 troops in Iraq. There's a fresh batch of 700 on standby in Kuwait.
I don't be a downer. When we send a lot more troops, there's going to be a lot more new blood over there.
That's right.
Yep. You get what I'm saying?
That's for sure.
See, that's how you next step, Burbank. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it.
I'll make a note of that.
That was heavy, man.
The U.S. commander... U.S. commander in Iraq.
And these boots are made for walking.
That's not the kind of next stepping. You like that new blood thing.
No, yeah. I was just trying to do it like Buzz does.
Right.
When Buzz does his next stepping, like that thing about Jessica Simpson,
sure,
he always makes a point to get in whatever the witty aside is
right.
that he had presented that we'd screwed up.
And you did. You went right to the, you had your foot on there, and there's nothing funny about that. That
right.
was real serious stuff.
Right.
I think that gave us all pause.
I wish I'd had that. The U.S. commander.
And me, what do I contribute? As the blood. Yes,
the U.S.
Very good.
U.S.
Sandra.
Damn right.
Sandra. The U.S. commander there, who thought he'd be ordering some kids home this month, is now instead asking for more. That would indicate things in Iraq are not progressing as we've been told they are, and as we've been told, we don't understand.
What's kids?
After all, young people, troops, new troops.
Oh, okay.
Fresh blood.
Only from foreign countries and only if they've had plastic surgery.
Only deformed kids.
Mm-hmm.
And after
what we need today, young bloods and brains. Don't be bashful. Come.
And after all, we're coming,
damn right.
coming up on the third anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq on incorrect pretenses.
I have other ways of securing your cooperation.
It's gotten...
Look into my eyes.
Look.
Damn right.
It's gotten so bad for Captain Queeg, he's now even signing laws that don't exist.
Are you talking about Liddy or Bush?
No, President Bush.
Okay.
A California Congressman, Henry Waxman, has sent the president a letter pointing out...
A good-looking man. I've seen pictures.
Very handsome, yes.
Waxman.
The letter points out that the president signed into law a version of a law not passed by Congress.
I know his brother Bikini.
If you...
And his other brother Turtle.
His brother Mustache.
His other brother Anal.
If you remember...
You're king of the waxes.
As for the name.
That would be known as a Brazilian.
If you remember your Constitution rock, the House and Senate have to approve a law before the president can sign it. This, however, has not deterred Captain Queeg. Waxman says Speaker of the House even notified the president he was about to sign the wrong version of the bill, and the president signed it anyway.
No matter. No matter, I'll sign it, make it a law.
Waxman.
Well, I want to do it anyway, Congress.
Hey, good news, George.
What's that?
That retarded boy is here again.
Oh, no, man. I got to go out and act all sensitive and fuzzy and stuff. Just don't let him touch me again.
Waxman said signing this law would appear to be a willful violation of the U.S. Constitution. It was a spending bill called the Budget Reconciliation Act.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
A teenage sex orgy on TV has led to the largest FCC fine in broadcasting history, and that is our story when we come back.
I think you're overstating it, though, when you say a sex orgy on TV.
Well, exactly. And so are they, and that's my point.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Anyway, you know, listen, it's subtle.
I didn't want to titillate anybody.
No.
I mean, this is about Without a Trace,
that's right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like that could happen on Without a Trace. But they got fined, didn't they?
Yes, a lot of money.
Have you ever seen that dude interviewed in real life? He's another one of those guys, that Without a Trace guy. When he's on the show, he's like, hey, man, get the F out of my way. I got to know where that effing kid is. You got to listen to me. And then you hear him, like, interviewed, and he goes,
well, the deal with the show. Hello.
It is, mate. Hello.
How come they do us so well over there?
I don't know. There are a lot of British actors who do great American
acting. Remember that guy way back when we went to England that was imitating us? They love to imitate us.
Dr. House, the guy who plays House.
Where's your Taco Bell?
Hey, Pally.
We're the greatest, Buzz. Don't forget it.
That's right.
We're the greatest.
The greatest.
Even with Dum Dum at the helm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
We'll be back.
Yes, we will.
In a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
No, S. Sherlock. Now here is Buzz again. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. A teenage sex orgy on TV has led to the biggest FCC fine in broadcast history.
Ooh,
the Federal Communications Commission. FCC announced yesterday it's fining CBS and dozens of CBS stations more than $3.5 million.
Thank you!
The thing about the orgy, as with Janet Jackson's nipple, nobody really saw anything. In the case of this 2004 episode of Without a Trace, there was nothing to be seen except what generally appeared to be...
Man, 2004, so they can sit on this thing for, pardon me...
Yeah, look, my clothes are very bright! I give everybody lots of color!
They can sit on this thing for as long as they want.
Right.
There is a congressman, a senator, I don't know, one of our elected officials, who, after this particular episode of Without a Trace reran on New Year's Eve 2004.
Right.
Okay, so it had already run one time.
Right.
When it reran, this guy went to his constituents, sent out press, sent out emails saying, go to the FCC website.
And they did.
Click on complaint and complain about this show, which is why this particular episode of Without a Trace
got singled out.
It got hundreds of complaints.
Unbelievable.
There was no nudity. There were no bodily fluids. CBS says the point of the episode was that parents need to pay closer attention to what their kids are into.
Be realistic, Rex.
Yeah. CBS says the show aired late in the evening. CBS says the show came with a warning to viewers and that it was not unduly graphic or explicit. CBS saying all these things indicates it doesn't plan to pay the fine. It has 30 days to appeal. The FCC rejected CBS's appeal in the Janet Jackson case. That cost the network over $500,000 and effectively killed live television.
Hey, listen, who's going to have the balls? Maybe it won't happen while we're on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to have the balls broadcasting TV, radio,
Define.
To finally take one of these cases mm-hmm. to the Supreme Court?
It's got to be done. It's really got to be done.
Listen, some guy with his thumb up his butt.
Maybe the company lawyers we met with a couple of weeks ago. Maybe they'll do it.
Yeah.
No, probably
yeah.
not.
They're full of balls.
The FCC also announced fines this week against the WB for an episode of The Surreal Life that featured pixelated nudity. The FCC is also going after Fox for letting Nicole Richie say the S word, a word never before fined by the FCC. The FCC has dismissed the complaints made about Oprah Winfrey's show.
You know what astonishes me?
Shines my shocking sound.
For anybody that's got cable or DirecTV or whatever you have, you're sitting there and you're watching Without a Trace, and then you can just turn over to another station and see anything. It just it boggles the mind that they're trying to control something that really should only be controlled in somebody's house.
Right.
That's the way it should work.
Amen. That's
and,
right.
And here's the idiocy of this, that the CBS stations that were fined for this thing were stations that were like in the central time zone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they still got the ridiculous safe harbor rule.
The 10 o'clock rule?
Yeah,
after
the 10 o'clock rule. Because I guess like in Denver, it aired at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
insane.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, and it's insane because there's so many other things the government should be doing.
Really?
That was horrible.
Like what? No, I'm kidding.
Right.
The law says it's illegal to jam people's cell phone signals, but movie theater owners are desperate.
It's another bright move here.
It's gotten harder to fill the seats and pay the bills. People talking on
this
cell
is what
phones.
What movie theaters are working on now.
Not,
I love this.
Not the biggest reason, but oddly enough, is a reason. The Two and a Half Men trailer just doesn't seem to be helping.
When I went to the movies, I don't know what it was, within the last month, when I met that girl at the theater,
right.
They had an ad that had to be 2 minutes long about turn off your phone.
Right.
Right.
Except it wasn't like the John Cryer Three and a Half Men thing.
Yeah.
It was just a sign that said, turn off your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it repeated it.
Yeah.
Turn off your phone.
Right.
And then again, it repeated it. Turn off your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sitting there looking at this the whole time, saying to Miss X, the phones aren't the problem.
Right.
They should be running an ad over and over that tells people, shut your freaking mouth.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, the phones, you know, if you have a cell phone, you turn it on to vibrate. If you're somebody that's, like, going to a movie and you have something going on where you really need to be in contact.
Maybe,
but let's really work on technology. As opposed to, like, eliminating the commercials from the movie theaters, right. let's work on technology to jam your phone.
Well, National Association of Theater Owners says,
damn right.
says it's time to ask the government to make an exception to the no-phone jamming rule.
Oh, my God.
In the meantime, the industry plans to try other ways to keep people from talking during the movie. Sadly, better movies is not one of those plans.
Seriously, how about one theater? I know that we got a break. How about one theater that says, for people who want to see movies,
right.
and another theater that says, for people who think they're at home scratching their nuts and watching TV,
Amen.
Where they talk back to every goddamn thing that's on the screen.
What about sending one of those pimply-faced kids that's in the back, and he stays in the theater, they're in there sometimes, and he has the kid, and if he hears somebody talking, he walks over with the money in his hand, he goes, here's your money, but you have to leave.
What do you think, Mike Wallace?
Damn right.
Thank you.
Damn right. Man injured at nudist colony while wearing pants. That's our story when we come back.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown.
The Don and Mike Show. Your home for petting. To a point. The Don and Mike Show.
And music's still on MTV. Now here's Buzz with the news again. Buzz is all horny. He's going to Mike tonight. Buzz.
I don't know.
Fingers. Stinky pinky time. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Pretty good meter there.
Buzz will wear gloves tonight.
That's
as
right.
He always does.
Surgical gloves.
When he appears at Mike's place.
Well, my surgical gloves.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
And all yours. Evening.
That's right. Finally, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. When in a nudist colony, keep your pants off. Lesson learned for Paul Kuschel, who lives at the Sunnier Palms Nudist Park along Florida's Treasure Coast.
Sunnier Palms.
That's right.
Get it?
Normally, Paul...
And then I sat and really worked it.
Like Rosie Paul.
Normally, Paul doesn't wear pants around the house, but he decided to put on a little something for safety when he went out to start his generator. Safety was an issue because the generator backfired and splashed flaming gasoline onto Paul. The little nylon shorts he was wearing... The little nylon shorts melted to his skin.
No!
Doctors say his injuries were actually worse because of the shorts. Quoting Paul, good thing I wasn't wearing a shirt. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time. No! You don't have any pictures to go with that one, do you, Buzz?
Yes, yes, I do. We'll put them right up on the website.
Buzz will be out at Mike's joint tonight, right? What time?
9:30. Buzz is going to be there for the snow bunny thingy.
Right. The finals.
There you go.
He's the judge. He's the big judge. He's the celebrity judge.
One of the judges.
Hey, you watch yourself tonight.
I will.
Don't make Mike come into the list tomorrow like we do with Greg Gillespie,
no,
okay?
Oh, I've been warned.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow, the Shamrocktacular.
Oh, that's right, Donnie O.
Yeah, right, Mikey O. Buzzy O. Robbie O.
Rob-O. No, he's got to earn that O.
Rob O. Good day to you, sir.
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 And don't forget me, my radio name, Irish Polio.
Polio!
All right, so we got to go, right?
Yeah, please go. I made the basket.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.